you're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Let's take a moment to breathe. Deep inhale. Extend your spine. Remain focused on what you're doing. If safe to do so, exhale slowly, leaning to one side. Inhale back to center. If safe to do so, exhale slowly to the opposite side. Find mental health resources at loveyourmindtoday.org. This message is brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
Just about to get underway here in Frederick. It is a nice day here in Central Maryland today. 86 degrees here at game time. The humidity that was present last night, even after the rain that delayed the start of last night's game, an hour and 23 minutes, still present as well, making it feel maybe a few degrees warmer. But it is cloudy skies. And Cade Lancour on the mound for the Keys. Lancour is 6'6", 240 pounds. And he makes his second start against the Spikes this year. Lancour got the start back on July 24th. He went four innings, allowing four runs on four hits, two strikeouts to four walks, and a hit batsman. Did not factor in the decision, though. That was the game the Spikes had to battle back and come from behind to win. And that was his second outing. He made his Keys debut against Williamsport back on July 19th. 3 2/3 scoreless innings for the win in relief in that one. Spent time in the Frontier League, 2/3 of an inning with the Windy City Thunderbolts earlier this summer. He was out of UIC, also pitched at Ripon College and Wisconsin Whitewater. At UIC this spring, a 6-4 record, 6.72 ERA, 64 1/3 innings pitch. And if you blanch the ERA, college ERAs do tend to be higher. It is a more offensive game because of the use of the metal bats. Austin Rocaforte, Cooper Hext, and Parker Cadu do up here to open this up, as we will get underway shortly after noon here today at Nimio Field at Harry Grove Stadium. Rocaforte in the right-handed box. And Austin takes a first-pitch strike. Fastball at the knees, 88 miles an hour. And 85 degrees, the official game time temperature here. I think we're looking at different apps. 0-1 the count to Rocaforte. 262 batting average for Austin. Right-handed hitting right fielder takes a fastball low this time, 1-1. Two doubles, five RBIs in 12 games, a .304 on-base percentage. 0-2 with a sacrifice bunt last night. He played just half the game. Spikes with a comfortable lead, so Tim Battle getting Caleb Hill some work in his place the rest of the way. And the 1-1 fastball in tight, ball two. Once again, Paul Wills is the home plate umpire today. Andy Simons is at first. Ian Pittenger at third. Wills and Pittenger have been on this crew this entire series. Andy Simons joined last night. Two balls and a strike. The pitch. Upstairs, ball three. Following Rocaforte, Hexton, Cadu, Austin Ball, Cam Buford, and Knox Preston will be the 4-5-6 hitters for the Spikes. Kyle Russell, Grant Norris, and Manny Jackson rounding it out for State College. Out of the stretch, strictly, Lancour, the 6-6 righty, delivers, and Rocaforte takes ball four low. So first pitch strike, but Rocaforte then works a five-pitch walk. Now Cooper Hext, and he slugged one over all the billboards, not just the 8-foot-high wall in right, that's the lower billboard, but the 25 feet worth of boards in right field, including the top portions that are set back from the fence, for a 397-foot homer last night as the second batter of the game. Today, this is the second batter of the game. He has Rocaforte at first and Lancour to the plate. Fastball high. That's five straight outside the zone for Lancour. Brandon Hilton, an impressive contrast with Austin Rocaforte at first. Hilton is 6'7". Austin is outdone in the height department by nearly a foot by Hilton as the pitch a strike. Fastball at the knees, 1-1. Brody Farr is at second. Tremaine Cobb Jr. at short. And again, it is Keenan Taylor at third base in this game. Here's the 1-1. That's fouled back to the screen. Ball and two strikes. Outfield is Tyler Hawkins in left for the Keys. Christian Jackson in center. And Elijah Dickerson in right. One ball and two strikes. Tim Battle Jr., Spikes manager, coaching at third. Lastings Millage, the hitting coach in his second series with the Spikes. Coaching over at first and throw to first. Rocaforte gets back diving. Just underway here. Hex the second batter of the game. Rocaforte at first. The set by Lancour. Another throw to first, and Rocaforte dives back in. Now he throws for good reason. Austin 2-for-4 in stolen base attempts this season for the Spikes. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three got him, and that's the first strikeout of the game for Cade Lancour. One down to the top of the first, and here is Parker Cadu. Cadu, in the opener of this series, came in late in the contest, a rare Monday night game on the Spikes 2024 MLB Draft League schedule. He went 0-for-2, taking over as the DH following his pinch-hitting stint. But last night, 5-for-5, just the third spike after Ciro Rosero in 2008 and David Vinsky in 2019 to notch five hits in a game. And the first pitch strike on the inner half of the plate, 0-1. So Cadu out of Nichols State, etching his name in the Spikes record books. He now leads the MLB Draft League's second half with a .464 batting average. .484 on base percentage is still robust, but it is only top five in the league through the first dozen games or so. The pitch upstairs for a ball, 1-1. But Cadu does lead the loop with a .679 slugging percentage. Two doubles, two triples. Both of those doubles were last night, part of his 13 hits. Also top 10 in the league. Playing his ninth game, and he swings the 1-1, fouls it back to the screen. 1 ball and two strikes. And the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. High fastball got Cadu as well. Back-to-back strikeouts for Cade Lancour. Austin Rocaforte stays at first. Two down in the top of the first inning. And here's Austin Ball, the first baseman. You might hear the plethora of kids out here. It is Super Splash Day here in Frederick. And, in fact, we are just set back of the splash zone, the upper tier of the seating bowl. The entire way around, from first base all the way around to third, is the designated splash zone. As the pitch down and in, ball, actually it hit him. It hit ball on the right foot. So Austin trotting down to first, and Austin Ball, that is, Austin Rocaforte going down to second. He did not realize at first that the pitch hit Austin Ball, but now does and advances as Cam Buford strides to the plate. Buford this year batting .236 across both halves for the Spikes. Three doubles, though, two triples, a homer, 14 RBIs, .317 on base percentage. And the pitch, that's a strike. Fastball at 90 at the knees. It's been all fastballs so far for Cade Lancour. 0-1, first and second, two outs, top of the first. Spikes trying to jump on the board in the opening frame. The pitch, that is in tight. 1 ball, one strike. Antillian sliding to his left to snare that one. Here in the second half of the MLB Draft League season, Buford hitting a robust .282, .356 on base percentage, two triples, two doubles, a homer. Team lead in the second half in RBIs with 12. Chops this one foul third base side. He ended up jumping out in front of Austin Ball, who has 11, but Cooper Hext with his three runs knocked in last night. Now tied for second on the team with 11. But I think to a man, you know, you can talk to them about their stats all you want. And even a guy like Parker Kadu, it's a cool thing for him. He had five hits, but they're just interested in the win. That's the biggest number of all. And 8-0, a pretty substantial win, as the 1-2 to Buford popped up right center field. Dickerson, the right fielder. Now Jackson comes over, but Dickerson takes the play, makes the catch, and he and Jackson dap each other up. They'll get on the same page next time, but the catch was made. And the inning is over. No runs, no hits, no errors. Two runners left on base for the Spikes. At the end of one half inning, State College nothing, and Frederick coming to bat against Jackie Robinson, the lefty out of Austin Peay, when we return on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and I dedicate a lot of my time going fast. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently or having trouble with routine tasks. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services and access available treatments. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
It's a great time of the year to explore our valleys in Happy Valley, Pennsylvania. Head to Penn's Cave and Wildlife Park for a boat ride tour through America's only all-water cavern and Farm Nature Wildlife Park. Or time travel at Columbus Chapel and Bold Museum to explore European and American history collected over 200 years. Visit the Pennsylvania Military Museum to honor the Commonwealth's men and women in service in the armed forces, civilian activities on the home front, and Pennsylvania's contributions to military innovation. Learn more about the athletic history and the heritage of the legends of the blue and white at the Penn State All Sports Museum. Your adventures can include new hiking, biking, and walking driving tours. We're in the center of it all, shopping, dining, beautiful outdoors, and unique museums. Plan your adventures at happyvalley.com or stop in at the visitor centers located in State College, Bellefonte, and Phillipsburg.
Bottom half of the first inning, State College nothing, and Frederick up to the plate for the first time against Jackie Robinson. Robinson has made three appearances for the Spikes, an 0-1 record, 14.46 ERA, but again, just some outings got sideways on him. But he's looking to bounce back here today, making his second start for the Spikes, his third start for the Spikes. 9 1/3 total innings, again, 15 runs against him, 17 hits, but 8 strikeouts to 2 walks, good ratio there, and he starts off Tremaine Cobb Jr., the right-handed hitting shortstop with a breaking ball for a strike along the inner edge of the plate. Next offering a fastball high and away, 1-1. Cobb, the shortstop, out of Troy University down in Alabama, but a native of Upper Marlboro, Maryland, and he lofts a soft liner over the leaping Kyle Russell at second base into center field. Now Russell nearly climbed the ladder. We saw Parker Kadu accomplished that last week to finish the Spikes' opening game victory in the series last Tuesday. But it's a base hit, and the first one of the game for either side as Cobb is on board. And the pitch, that is low for a ball. Manny Jackson doing the catching today for the Spikes. Austin Ball is at first. Kyle Russell at second. Parker Kadu at short. Grant Norris at third. Robinson delivers. Fastball low and away, 2-0. Outfield is Cam Buford in left. Cooper Hext in center. Austin Roccaforte in right. It's been a work in progress for Tim Battle and Lastings Millage, tutoring Cam Buford to be a permanent left fielder. And even Grant Norris and Josh Spiegel agreed amongst themselves, left field's a different animal at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. Of course, still shaped somewhat like PNC Park, though the distance was adjusted in the offseason. It still is like playing center field anywhere else. You got to go back deeper on baseballs because the fence in front of the Pepsi Picnic Pavilion does jut out right away after it goes 325 feet down the left field line. Here's a fly ball left field and snared by Buford. Cobb was headed for second. He has to throw on the brakes quickly and does get back to first safely. And Buford able to track the ball and make the grab. One gone. Again, a work in progress, and I think there's going to be even more work done when we get back home to Medler Field at Lebrano Park. Here's Elijah Dickerson now, the right fielder. Dickerson was 1-for-3 with a walk yesterday. He was the only key to reach base late in the game, as there goes Cobb on the first pitch high. Throw to second, not in time. Cobb with the stolen base. So Cobb now with 5 steals in 6 opportunities here in the second half. The count is 1-0 on Dickerson, who is leading the way for the Keys with a .396 batting average in the second half. 3 doubles, 11 runs knocked in, a .415 on base percentage. 1-0. Breaking ball swung on and missed. That curve just dove out of the way of the bat. 1 ball and 1 strike. And the pitch. Check swing. Pitch down and away. Appeal down to 30. And Pittenger says he did not go. 2 balls and a strike to Dickerson. 6 foot, 195 pounds. Left-handed hitter out of Mount Holly, New Jersey. But a product of Towson University. In the CAA. Now the Coastal Athletic Association. Set by Robinson. The 2-1. That is popped up on the infield right side. Russell, the second baseman, taking charge on the edge of the outfield grass. He makes the grab. Cobb remains at second. 2 away here in the bottom of the first of a scoreless game. That'll bring Hunter Antillian to the plate. Catcher out of Utah is batting .222 as a key. 4 of 18 at the plate. But a .467 on base percentage already. 4 walks, and he's been hit by pitch 6 times in 6 games. Whoa is right. And the right-handed batter's box has the set and the pitch. That's a strike on the inner half. I think the kiddos are getting an extra treat out here. They're able to listen in to the broadcast today. 0-1 the count. Cobb leading off second. And the pitch. Breaking ball and a called strike on the outer half. The curveball is moving for Jackie Robinson today. Leans in for the sign from Manny Jackson. 0-2 the count. Robinson sits. Delivers. Fastball outside. Antillian did not chase. Mike's finishing up this series back home tomorrow night, 6:35, third Bark in the Park of the season, presented by the Center Daily Times. Dugout the Baseball Dog will be there. Your four-legged friend can join all the fun tomorrow as well. And what fun we'll have is the pitch fouled first base side onto the concourse. 1-2, the carousel in the kid zone down the right field line. Filled up today here for Super Splash Day, and there is protective netting surrounding that carousel. 1 ball and 2 strikes. The pitch. Fouled left, right side, rather. And Antillian will pace around the dirt circle surrounding the plate before re-entering the right-handed batter's box. 1 ball and 2 strikes. Robinson sets the pitch. And line to right field, a base hit towards the line. Rocaforte on it quickly. His throw to the plate will not be on line. Cobb coming in to score. Diving for second is Antillian. It's an RBI single for Antillian. He'll get second on the throw. And it's a 1-0 lead for the Keys as Hunter Antillian comes up with a 2-out RBI. So Frederick draws first blood here today They had the lead pretty much start to finish. And their 5-3 win to open up this series Monday night. Yesterday it was all spikes wire to wire. 8-0 the win for State College. Here is Brandon Hilton. Two hits including a double last night. And the 6-7 first baseman takes a strike. Big zone on Hilton. He was batting .324, three doubles, seven RBIs, a .465 on base percentage. And the 0-1 swung on, lopped it to center, going back is Hex. It's over his head into the base of the wall. Trotting home is Antillian, and Hilton eases into second with an RBI double. That is just a loose and easy swing, and he sent that one 97 miles an hour off the bat. But I think the next step for Brandon Hilton, and the hope is that he does have a next step still available in his professional career, is being able to drive the ball for distance, turning some of those doubles into home runs. But 2-0 the lead now for the Keys, and here is Keenan Taylor, the right-handed hitting third baseman. First pitch down and in for a ball. Taylor did not play last night. He was the DH in the opener of this series. Went 2-for-4 with a double. Hitting .289 this year. Five doubles, four RBIs in 10 second-half games. .413 on base percentage. And the 1-0 pitch sent to center. Playable for Hex, however, and he's able to make the grab to end the first inning. However, Frederick scoring two runs, both with two outs. On a total of three hits, one runner left on base. To the second inning, Frederick 2, State College nothing on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
As the official and trusted managed technology provider for the State College Spikes, One Stop Communications brings over 27 years of experience to your business. They are your one-stop shop for all things communication in Central Pennsylvania, offering high-speed internet, IT, and managed technology solutions tailored to businesses of all sizes. Plus, they provide a wide range of communication services to keep you connected. Visit onestop.biz today and see how they can elevate your business communications just like they do for the Spikes.
At Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Into the second inning, Spikes trailing 2-0 here in the finale of this three-game set. Again tomorrow, Bark in the Park 3, presented by the Center Daily Times as the Spikes return home to take on the Frederick Keys at 6:35 p.m. Bring your dog to the ballpark, and you can enjoy, if you're of age, Thirsty Thursday. With dollar beers available, dollar 12-ounce select beers from 5:30 to 7:30, $2 12-ounce craft beers from 5:30 to 7:30 as well. It is Thirsty Thursday every Thursday in August with the Spikes at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. Knox Preston leads it off for State College. Will be followed by Kyle Russell and Grant Norris. 6, 7, 8 batters in the order. Preston shows bunt, draws it back. The pitch outside for ball one. Knox with a clutch two-out RBI single last night, batting .283 across both halves of the MLB Draft League season, but carrying a pretty decent average, .333, when you look at strictly the second half, swing and a miss, 1-1. He is 10 of 30 at the plate, three doubles, four RBIs, four walks, two hit by a pitch for a .444 on base percentage, takes a fastball upstairs, 2-1 the count. But he's batting 500 with runners in scoring position and 2 outs across both halves. That's an astounding number. Cade Lancour, the 6'6 righty, set at the belt. The pitch up high for ball two. Lancour walked the leadoff man in the first inning as well. Hit Austin Ball. But then stranded them both. 3-1 to Preston. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. 3 balls, 2 strikes. He went after the fastball, which is upstairs. And Cade Lancour, he's getting good movement on the fastball. But a lot of high heat from the right hand of the pitch. That is too high, ball four. 91 on that fastball, among the fastest he's thrown today. But Preston draws the second walk of the game for the Spikes. And with the leadoff man on, Kyle Russell coming to the plate. But now Jack Jones, Keys manager, is coming to the mound. And Brandon Hilton was coming over from first, but Jack waved him off. He only wants to talk to Cade Lancour and Hunter Antillian. Kyle Russell, the second baseman out of Washington State, who's on a hot streak. 8 hits in his last 4 games, now carrying a .308 batting average with a double and 5 RBIs. .419, the on-base percentage with his flurry. And he is next up, and whatever Jack had to say, it was quick. Paul Wills came to break it up, but didn't even get to the mound before Jack headed off. So Antillian will go back behind the plate. First mound visit of the game. And with a runner on first and nobody out, Kyle Russell steps in. Spikes in the red jerseys today. State College in light gold across the front, outline in blue. Light gold numerals outline in blue on the back. And the pitch down and in for ball one. These red jerseys also featuring that special Josiah Vieira Memorial patch on the right sleeve. Of course, it was last August that all of the Spikes wore that number 10 and mounted a stirring comeback win against West Virginia, one of those indelible moments. And we talk sometimes about making memories at Medlar Field at Lovano Park, and that's one that'll live on for a long time to come, just as the spirit of Josiah Vieira remains with us forever and ever. 1-1. Grounder to the right side, into right field, a base hit. Preston moves up to second. And Kyle Russell hitting behind the runner, moving him up. Now first and second, nobody out, and I think everybody in the ballpark knows what's coming now as Grant Norris strides to the plate. Norris has laid down 1 sacrifice bunt already this season. And with Manny Jackson on deck, he is slated to do it again. Two nothing lead for the Keys, but the Spikes with 2 runners on, nobody out. Lancour rises to the stretch. Hilton comes up at first. Norris does show bunt, draws it back, pitch outside for a ball. Doesn't matter who it is, 1 through 9 in this situation. A great majority of the time, Tim is going to put on the bunt. Now, of course, genius lines and then taking it off for the opportune moments as well. But this was a good one. Right back to Lancour. He doesn't have a play at third. His only play to first. Far the second baseman covers. 1-4 on the putout. Sacrifice bunt for Norris. Runners are at second and third with 1 gone. And here's Manny Jackson serving as the Spikes catcher today. He did not play in last night's game. Was the DH in the opener. Went 0-for-1 with a walk. Manny, another first half holdover. He is 3-for-21 at the plate in his first 6 games of the second half, but 2 of those hits are doubles. He has knocked in 3. And the pitch, fastball down and in, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Lancour goes strictly from the stretch no matter what, but with second and third, he'll stay there. The 1-0. Bouncer foul. First base side, 1-1. Tim Battle giving counsel to Knox Preston, who takes his lead off third. Kyle Russell leading off second. Set by Lancourt, the 1-1. That is chopped foul, first base side. Now Manny definitely has that smooth and easy swing. Tim Battle and first Darnell Sweeney, now Lastings Millage, working with Manny on making the power a little more consistent for him. And he has got the power, no question. 1-2, foul back to the screen. Manny with two home runs in the first half of the MLB Draft League season. And he knocked in 10 runs in that time as well. Played in 18 of the Spikes' 35 games in the first half. One ball, two strikes. Lancourt sets the pitch. And Manny pops this up. Third base side, foul territory. Antilli and the catcher racing over, but this tumbles into the first row behind home plate and then bounces up into the splash zone, where it looks like one of the camp counselors came up with it. One ball, two strikes. 2-0 Frederick here in the top of the second. Lancourt looking in at Antillian. Set at the midsection now. Another 1-2 pitch, and this lifted to right field. This should score a run. Catch made by Dickerson. The tag from third by Preston. The throw to the plate, not in time. And taking off for third is Russell, and he'll make it. It is a sacrifice fly for Manny Jackson to make it a 2-1 game. But a heads-up base-running move by Kyle Russell. Once he knew the throw was going to the plate, he went immediately for third. And now another potential run for the Spikes just 90 feet away with Austin Roccaforte at the plate. Roccaforte drew a 5-pitch walk, the last 4 pitches of which were outside the zone in the first. Runner on third, two outs, and Roccaforte liner snared by Keenan Taylor. Going down to the ground, but reaching the glove up to stab that one. And the inning is over. Spikes oh so close to tying it up right there, but they do score a run on a hit. One runner left on base. End of an inning and a half. Frederick 2, State College 1. On the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
The State College Spikes are back home for a long weekend with all games at 6:35 p.m. It all starts Thursday with Bark in the Park 3, presented by the Center Daily Times on Dollar Beer Night at Thirsty Thursday. Then it's a four-pack Friday, and Saturday the first 500 fans get a mystery bobblehead giveaway with a bobblehead trading post and fireworks after the game presented by College Township. Sunday it's a Penn Highlands Healthcare Ballpark Takeover on a Sunday fun day. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com. Bottom of the second inning here in Frederick. Spikes down 2-1 now as Jackie Robinson back to the mound. Takes his first pitch and rears back, firing a fastball for his strike at the knees. 0-1. Next offering from Jackie, fouled back to the backstop by Tyler Hawkins, the right-handed hitting left fielder. Hawkins will be followed by Damone Hale and Christian Jackson, the 7-8-9 batters due up for the Keys here in the second. And the pitch swung on him is strike three, chaps at the curve ball. And it's the first strikeout of the day for Jackie Robinson, brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health, fit for play, offers fitness and rehabilitation that gets results. Our providers help to reduce or eliminate pain quickly so you can get back to your normal activities faster. Visit mountnittany.org/fitforplay. One down, and Damone Hale, the batter. Hale serving as the DH today. He did not play in last night's game. In the opener, he was the left fielder. Went 1-for-3 with a sacrifice fly to knock in a run. Takes the first pitch in tight for a ball. Next offering, fastball, strike of the knees, 1-1. Hale batting 154 for the Keys with a double and two runs knocked in. Pops this one up. First base side, foul territory. Manny Jackson giving it a run. But this goes to the second row, just to the left of the Keys dugout. One ball and two strikes. It is 325 feet down the lines here at Nemio Field at Harry Grove Stadium, 400 feet to dead center. And the 1-2. Breaking ball down and in. 2-2 the count. This is the last time the Spikes will visit Frederick this year, although the Keys will be back at Medlar Field at Lebrano Park for another Tuesday to Thursday three-game series this coming week. All three of those matchups at 6:35. Eric Milton, no-hitter 25th anniversary poster giveaway to the first 500 fans on August the 8th. As the 3-2 pitch is fouled away. 2-1 Frederick here in the bottom of the second. Keys out hitting the Spikes so far, 3-1. Robinson gets what he likes. Payoff pitch. Lifted in the air, center field. Hext only having to go back a couple of steps. Now two steps to his left. Raises the mitt, makes the two-handed grab. Two away. Here's Christian Jackson, the center fielder. Jackson did not play in last night's game, but on Monday night went 0-for-3 with a walk, a stolen base, and a run scored. Batting 200 with a .355 on base percentage. He has one triple among his five hits. Five RBIs, wielding the bat with the light blue handle or light blue neck of the bat and a pink barrel. The pitch down and away for a ball, 1-1. Sort of a hybrid Mother's Day, Father's Day bat. And the pitch. That one down and in, 2-1 the count. Curveball from Robinson. We'll come back home Friday night, 6:35 game against the Mahoning Valley Scrappers. It'll be Jared Box night. As the 2-1 fouled away, first base side. Bring an unopened toy to the collection area near Gate C. And you'll get $3 off your ticket for Friday night's game. You can also use the promo code JaredBox when purchasing tickets online at statecollegespikes.com or by phone or in person at the Spikes ticket office. And when you use that promo code, $2 from your ticket will be donated to the Jared Box Project. Puts together the Jared Boxes, gift packages for kids across the nation and now across the world. And pediatric hospitals, such a great, great endeavor that started in Happy Valley. 3-2 the count, and this pop-up is foul ground, first base sign, but quickly down to the ground. Robinson, the pitcher, is dashing off the hill. Jackie lost his hat along the way. Austin Ball coming forward from first. Manny Jackson hustling from his catcher spot, but again, it's just a short pop-up. It did not spend a lot of time in the air and was out of reach for all three. Well, now the eighth pitch of this at-bat, 3-2 the count. And another payoff pitch, down and in ball four. So a two-out walk, the first one issued by Jackie Robinson today, brings Tremaine Cobb Jr. to the plate. Cobb singled, stole second, and scored in the first inning. Both of the Keys runs coming with two outs in the first. And Jackson now aboard, and he is 3 for 4 in stolen base attempts. We'll see if Jack Jones communicates out to Anderson Hernandez or assistant coach Malik Blaze, who's coaching at first. Jackson should go here. First pitch strike. Breaking ball over the inner half. 0-1 the count. Robinson set at the letters. The pitch, fastball, travels too far outside. 1-1. Lights are not on here at Nimmo Field at Harry Grove Stadium, but no need. Plenty of sunshine, though the skies above us are cloudy. Not threatening in the least, though. 1-1, that pitch is a strike, and down to second goes Jackson. The throw there not in time. So Christian Jackson does notch the stolen base, his fourth of the year for the Keys, and he moves into scoring position. However, a 1-2 count on Tremaine Cobb Jr. Robinson hunched over, looking for the sign from Manny Jackson. And the 1-2. Breaking ball foul to the netting above the Frederick dugout first base side. Went changeup that time. Not quite the curve that we've seen from Jackie throughout the course of this outing. The 1-2. Bouncer to the left side, charging in on it. Scoop by Cadu, throw on to first, in time to get Cobb, and the inning is over. No runs, no hits, no errors. One runner left on base through two. It's 2-1 Frederick on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Pabst Blue Ribbon, to a wide selection of craft brews and imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Line & Kugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you can get everything you need paid for, all without leaving your car. So hit a home run this summer with one stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com.
Into the third inning, and we remind you today's first pitch at 12:02 is brought to you by America's Carpet Outlet, your locally owned flooring provider, located on North Atherton Street in State College for over 25 years. Remember that America's Carpet Outlet is ACO. Cooper Hex, Parker Cadu, Austin Ball, the 2-3-4 hitters due up here in the top of the third. Spikes trailing 2-1. Joe Putnam along with you here at Nimmo Field at Harry Grove Stadium. Back home with Steve Jones tomorrow at 6:35 when the Spikes take on the Mahoning Valley Scrappers. Here's Cooper Hex, struck out against starter Cade Lancour in the first. And Lancour's first pitch of the third inning is fastball down and away, ball one. Mike swept Frederick in a three-game set last week at Medler Field at LeBron O Park. They split the first two games with the Keys here this week in Frederick. Fastball down and in, 2-0 the count. It's a seven-game homestand for the Spikes starting tomorrow. All seven games starting at 6:35. Mahoning Valley coming in tomorrow and Friday. Saturday and Sunday, the Trenton Thunder will be the opponent. Then an off day Monday, and then the Frederick Keys are back in for three games next Tuesday through Thursday. And that pitch in tight, ball three to Hext. 3-0 the count. Following the seven-game homestand, a six-game road trip for the Spikes, but then another seven-game homestand in the offing after that. And that pitch is strike. Three and zero the count. And the pitch. Fastball down and in, ball four. So Hex draws a four-pitch walk as Lancour has three walks. They're all of the leadoff hitter in the inning in this game. He has one hit batsman as well. Parker Cadu struck out, ending a string of five consecutive at-bats with a base hit, all of which came last night as he tied a Spikes single-game record. And even despite that strikeout, his batting average still at a robust .448. Pitch. That's foul back to the screen. 0-1 the count. Keys in the home whites today. Script keys across the front in black, outlined in orange. Black numerals outlined in orange on the lower left of the jersey, and black numerals in larger font outlined in orange on the back. 0-1 down and in for a ball. 1-1 the count. White pants with the black and orange stripes down the side. Black caps with the orange bills and the sunburst F logo of the Keys on the front. 1-1. Liner to center field. It's going to drop in front of Jackson for a base hit. He stumbles a bit as he comes up on the ball, but is able to snag it and gets up quickly. Hext holds at second base. And with a pair of runners on and nobody out, Austin Ball at the plate. And again, Austin Ball is in the position. It doesn't matter, 1-9. A great majority of the time, Tim Battle's going to put the bunt sign on in this situation. Cam Buford waits in the on-deck circle. Lancour sets, a look to second, the pitch. And there is the bunt. It's the Lancour. It's a chopper high, so his only plays to first. Hilton just stayed put. Sacrifice bunt, 1-3 the put out. Hext moves to third, Cadu to second. And really, it's the classic scenario. The decision is always first and second, no outs. Do you want to have two chances to bring in runners from second and third, or three chances at first and second? And Tim has already made the choice at the outset. He's communicated that to the team a great majority of the time. Spikes are going to go with the latter. Pitch in tight for a ball, 1-0. That is to say, two shots with second and third, two runners in scoring position. Cam Buford already with 11 RBIs in the second half. He flied out to right field his last time up. Here's the set. And the 1-0. Chopper foul, third base side, 1-1. Sounds like the kids are chanting baseball here at Nimeo Field at Harry Grove Stadium. One ball, one strike. And there's a liner to left field, a base hit. Hex trots home. Cadu getting waved around third, and Cam Buford comes through with a two-run single to give the Spikes a 3-2 lead. RBI's number 12 and 13 of the second half for him. He now has 16 RBIs across both halves of the MLB Draft League slate. And still a runner on with one out. As Knox Preston, the batter, walked and scored as the leadoff man in the top of the second inning. Buford leading off first. Knox will be swinging away here. The set. The pitch. Breaking ball slices too far low. One ball and no strikes. Knox Knox Preston with runners on base this year, hitting .387 with two doubles. Fouls this one away. Behind home, out of play. One ball and one strike. Now some activity in the Keys bullpen, but more stretching than anything. The kids want Coyote, the Frederick mascot. The 1-1. Fastball high and away, 2-1 the count. Meanwhile, there is no activity in the Spikes bullpen. Jackie Robinson, mostly a reliever at Austin Peay and throughout his college career, but he is making the adjustment to be a starting pitcher now. And the 2-1, breaking ball swung on and missed, 2-2, and it is an adjustment. Might actually be a little bit easier to go from the rotation to the bullpen, but only a little bit. It's an adjustment either way. But not only is coming out of the pen to the rotation, do you pitch more innings as Buford goes on the 2-2 and the pitch foul back to the screen. Campbell returned to first. But not only are you throwing more innings, your whole routine is disrupted. You have to develop a routine leading up to your start. Do more in-depth scouting because you're not going to just face 1 to 2 innings worth of batters. You're going to face the whole lineup and usually multiple times. 2-2. Breaking ball down and in, 3-2 the count. But instead of also having time to look at the game, get in tune with the pace of the game, see the batters in action beforehand, you're right in the thick of it right from the get-go. Payoff pitch. And Preston sends this one deep to left field. Back goes Hawkins, and that one over his outstretched glove, over and out. A two-run homer for Knox Preston. His first as a Spike makes it 5-2. A 352-foot homer that left the yard at 93 miles an hour. Knox Preston goes deep to left to give the Spikes a 3-run lead. Now after Cam Buford comes through with an RBI single, Knox Preston out of St. Louis University hits out of here to make it a 5-2 game, and Kyle Russell at the plate. Now 9 hits for him in a 5-game span. His single in the second was the Spikes' first hit of the afternoon. And now the Spikes have 4 total. Set by Lancour. And the 1-0. And Russell fouls it to the screen behind home. 1-1 the count. I was talking to some of the Frederick folks before the game. One of them jokingly asked me, are you going to let up on us today? I said, I don't know. And certainly I don't think that Tim Battle, until the Spikes clearly take a big lead, he is not going to let up off the gas pedal. 1-1. Fastball is low. 2-1 the count. Like certainly giving a lot of support now to Jackie Robinson, who is pitching from behind. Now he'll have the lead in the bottom of the third. Fastball down and in, 2-1 the count. Russell extending his hitting streak. Again, a 3-hit game Saturday night really enabled him to break out. He had a multi-hit game again on Sunday at Williamsport, on Monday in Frederick as well. 3 multi-hit games in 3 separate locations in 3 consecutive days. Now a strike on the outer half, so the count is full. Next offering in tight, ball 4. Russell works the walk. Lancour's first of a non-leadoff hitter in the inning, but his 4th overall. And now Grant Norris, who laid down the sacrifice bunt last time up, will be a hitter here. Now the Spikes Austin Ball gave himself up to move the runners along, but the Spikes still put up the crooked number here in the third. Four runs so far, and with Russell at first, there's only one out still. And the pitch fouled back to the screen, 0-1. Barely any wind to speak of here at Harry Grove Stadium, which has been around since 1990. Owen won the count. The pitch. Grounder on to second. Glove by Farr. Played a second for one. Cobb on to first. Stretched by Hilton. Did he keep the bag? Yes, he did. 4-6-3 double play ends the top of the third inning. But the Spikes score four runs on three hits. The two-run single for Buford. The two-run homer for Preston. No runners left on base. End of two and a half. It's 5-2 State College. On the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Stop by Celebrities Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Atherton Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are where the stars meet and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday, except Ultra Premium, and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. Celebrities is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine-in or takeout is available with daily specials like prime ribeye on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at Celebrities inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call 814-235-1303 or visit us at celebritiesbarandgrill.com for more details.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong.
With a tornado approaching, I'll realize that I like a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Spikes Radio Network is presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics. Penn State Sports Medicine is now welcoming new patients. Call 814-865-3566. Breaking ball down low for ball one to Brody Farr to start the bottom of the third. Spikes now leading 5-2, and Jackie's 1-0 pitch. Fastball low again, 2-0 the count. Jackie Robinson pitching with the lead for the first time in this game, and the 2-0 offering is low and away. Ball three to Farr, who flied out to left field his first time up on a running grab by Cam Buford. And the 3-0 fastball upstairs, ball four. So a four-pitch leadoff walk, the second walk issued by Robinson. And here's Elijah Dickerson. He popped up to Kyle Russell at second back in the opening inning. Saturday night, a huge night at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. It is the mystery bobblehead giveaway, and I have some details about that for you. As the first pitch to Dickerson bounced onto short, taken in by Cadu. On to second for one. Russell on to first. Double play, 6-4-3. After Frederick turned two in the top half, the Spikes return the favor in the bottom half. The eighth double play they have turned on the ground here in the second half. Base is empty, two down. With the mystery bobblehead night, you can get favorites from, there are no new bobbleheads as part of it. So if you're looking, oh, you know, they're just thinking about a new person to give away and they've been hiding it, not the case. But the first 500 fans will each get a bobblehead. Breaking ball for a strike on the outer edge. 0-1 to Antillian. Hunter Antillian, the Frederick catcher, drove in a run with his single in the first, scored a run as well. And the 0-1 lined on to second, dropped by Russell at first, but he scoops the ball back up, throws to first for the forced play, and the inning is over. Well, just a 4-3 ground down. Nothing across for the Keys in the bottom of the third. We'll tell you more about Saturday's mystery bobblehead giveaway and have the fourth inning for you after this. 5-2 State College on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Summer is here, and the deals are happening at Toyota. Like on an adventure-ready RAV4, perfect for your next road trip. Or the 24 Tacoma, now available with turbocharged power. Or the all-new 2025 Camry, because every day deserves more fun. Find out more at buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Offer ends July 31st. Toyota, let's go places.
As the official and trusted managed technology provider for the State College Spikes, One Stop Communications brings over 27 years of experience to your business. They are your one-stop shop for all things communication in central Pennsylvania, offering high-speed internet, IT, and managed technology solutions tailored to businesses of all sizes. Plus, they provide a wide range of communication services to keep you connected. Visit onestop.biz today and see how they can elevate your business communications just like they do for the Spikes.
The State College Spikes are back home for a long weekend with all games at 6:35 p.m. It all starts Thursday with Bark in the Park 3, presented by the Center Daily Times on Dollar Beer Night at Thirsty Thursday. Then it's a four-pack Friday, and Saturday the first 500 fans get a mystery bobblehead giveaway with a bobblehead trading post and fireworks after the game, presented by College Township. Sunday it's a Penn Highlands Healthcare Ballpark Takeover on a Sunday fun day. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com. Into the fourth inning here in Frederick, and it's the Toyota RAV fourth inning, proudly brought to you by Toyota and your Central PA Toyota dealers. For a dealership near you, visit toyota.com. We'll also open up the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard, but notably sparse here early in the day, at least in terms of baseball action. This is the only game in progress right now in the MLB Draft League. There are two games scheduled for later tonight. Williamsport and Trenton were rained out yesterday. That game will not be made up, but they will try to finish what is now a two-game series tonight at historic Bowman Field. That'll be at 6:35. Manny Jackson, first pitch in, grounded to first, diving stop by Hilton, flips to the pitcher, Lancour coming over to cover. It's in time. And Lancour gives Hilton a well-deserved pat on the back as Brandon Hilton picks himself up off the dirt. 3-1 on the putout, and Manny, who had driven a run with a sacrifice fly his first time up, trots back to the dugout. Took a great play to send him back to the dugout. One gone. 5-2 lead for the Spikes here. Also in MLB Draft League action later tonight, West Virginia and Mahoning Valley meet. The Scrappers prevailed last night 3-2. So that's what put them, as well as the Spikes and the Black Bears, into a three-way tie for second place in the MLB Draft League's second-half standings. Austin Rocaforte takes a breaking ball low, 1-0. Austin 0-for-1 with a walk tonight, or today, I should say. The pitch, that's a strike. He smoked one down the third base line last time up, but Keenan Taylor was able to make not quite a diving grab, more of a ducking and then raising the mitt grab because he was trying to size it up. 1-1. Fastball is a strike on the outer edge. Ball and two strikes. Williamsport now, with the rain out yesterday, is all by themselves in fifth place. Two games back of Trenton. The Spikes, the Scrappers, and the Black Bears all a game and a half back. Frederick right now sits in sixth, but just 2.5 games back. Pop up, foul, first base side. Hunter Antillian gives it a run, but it tumbles into the seats, which are a little sparser than the upper tier today because you got all the kiddos who are in the splash zone up in the seats colored blue on the upper tier. All the seats closer to the field, the lower tier in the bowl, are orange seats, and actually fans who wish to avoid the wet and wild action of Super Splash Day here were given a free upgrade to those seats today. 1-2. Breaking ball, lifted in the air, center field. Jackson coming on for it. He'll make the catch, and the inning is almost over. There are two outs here in the top of the fourth. That'll bring Cooper Hex to the plate. Center fielder is 0-for-1, a strikeout in the first inning, but he walked and scored in the third. Three hits last night, including his second home run as a Spike, and two doubles. mystery bobblehead giveaway coming up Saturday. Again, no new bobbleheads as part of it. But there are some that you may not have seen before. Some of our friends might have been able to help out with some bobbleheads you've never had the chance to get before in Happy Valley as that pitch hits Hext on the right hip. So Cooper will head down to first. That is the second hit batsman of the game for Cade Lancori. Hit Austin Ball in the foot back in the first inning. Now Parker Cadu, the batter. He struck out in the first, but bounced back with his sixth hit of this series. A single in the third inning. He scored a run there as well. Hext leading off first base. Lancour to the plate. Fades in for a strike. Change up at 74 miles an hour over the outer half of the plate. 0-1 the count. Hext is 3-for-3 in steal attempts this year for State College. Had the third one last night. Pitch. Fastball's a strike at the knees. 0-2 to Cadu. We'll see if Hext takes off here. Tim Battle flashing the signs at third. Austin Ball awaits on deck. Looking to get an opportunity, perhaps, with runners on and two outs here in the top of the fourth. The pitch. Up and in. Ball one. Cadu backs away. Bit of the limbo there. One ball, two strikes. 5-2 lead for State College. A four-run third inning. The bulk of the damage. A two-run single by Cam Buford followed immediately by a Knox Preston two-run homer. His first as a Spike. 1-2 pitch. Lifted in the air. Left field. Back goes Hawkins. He is there. Puts it away. The inning is over. No runs, no hits, no errors. One runner left on base for the Spikes. Through 3.5, 5-2 State College on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league, we take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The State College Spikes are back home for a long weekend with all games at 6:35 p.m. It all starts Thursday with Bark in the Park 3 presented by the Center Daily Times on Dollar Beer Night at Thirsty Thursday. Then it's a four-pack Friday, and Saturday the first 500 fans get a mystery bobblehead giveaway with a bobblehead trading post and fireworks after the game presented by College Township. Sunday it's a Penn Highlands Healthcare Ballpark Takeover on a Sunday fun day. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Bottom half of the fourth inning, and Brandon Hilton, Keenan Taylor, Tyler Hawkins on the mound, at the plate, I should say, due up against Jackie Robinson, who is on the mound for his fourth inning of work tonight. Robinson working from the third base side of the slab, making the transition from relief pitcher to starter with the Spikes. He did go five innings against Williamsport 5 days ago, allowing four runs on four hits, five strikeouts, two walks. Did not end up a factor in the decision as the crosscutters came back to top the Spikes. That was Friday night. Pitch is a strike over the outer edge, 1-1. Next offering, breaking ball down and away, 2-1 to Hilton, who doubled in a run back in the first inning. One of three Keys hits in the game. Robinson delivers, looping curve high, and Hilton with a gesture, I think, raising his hand, almost saying, hey, keeping it up on me, huh? 3-1. And lines this one into right field for a base hit. So Brandon Hilton, after two hits last night, has two already in his first two plate appearances here. It's his third straight multi-hit game of this series. And Keenan Taylor now the batter, the third baseman, flied out to center field in the first inning. Jackie Robinson, more of a contact pitcher. Ground balls, obviously, are what he's looking for, or soft contact. The pitch, in tight for a ball, but eight strikeouts in, or I should say nine strikeouts now with the one he has today. In 12 and a third innings, not too shabby. The 1-0. Swung on, popped up, foul territory, first base side. Austin Ball headed toward the Frederick dugout. Now peels back toward the grass and makes the catch. And there's one gone. And there's that soft contact talked about that Jackie Robinson looking to elicit. Hilton remains at first. One gone. Tyler Hawkins now the batter. The left fielder struck out in the second inning. Joe Maselli. Folks in the press box tell us is on the bullpen mound down the right field line for Frederick. The mound in play, but not in fair territory, of course. As a first pitch lifted in the air, deep to center field. Hex going back on it, and it's gone. Tyler Hawkins with a two-run homer. 392-foot shot. Off the bat at 99 miles an hour for Hawkins. It is his first RBI, or his first, home run as a member of the Keys. It's now six RBIs for him and makes this a 5-4 game. Damone Hale. The designated hitter is 0-for-1, flat out to center field, his first chime up. The perils of being a contact pitcher if the ball is not on the ground or weak contact. Sometimes it goes a distance. 0-1. Outside for a ball, 1-1. But really, being a contact pitcher, it's much harder these days, but it is a sound strategy. As the pitch swung on and missed, 1-2. Again, if you can elicit more ground balls, and now, of course, with the rule changes designed to put balls in play more often, it is less taxing as well on the pitcher, because if you're a strikeout pitcher, you're going at least three pitches per at-bat. You can get out of the innings much more efficiently, eliciting those ground outs or the pop-ups or the line-outs. Fastball down and in, ball three, fills the count. Now Jackie Robinson delivers. Swung on, and this is a pop-up. Right center field, Rocaforte, the right fielder, gives way to the center fielder. Hex, who puts it away for the second out. Well, because of the rules changes to promote putting the ball in play, you can still play sound defense, and obviously there's always a risk when the ball is in play. That's why you see sabermetricians a lot of times, or those in the analytics community. And talk about the three true outcomes, because anything else does have a degree of randomness to it, even though there are really established patterns that have come down over the hundreds of years, not just of baseball, but of its predecessor games. The 1-1 comes in, chopped foul, third base side, 1-2. Now, there's always a degree of uncertainty. You don't never quite know unless you have the top defenders. Even if you have the top defenders, the ball hits a pebble. Even though the fields here in the MLB Draft League are play very well. Of course, the one in Williamsport literally is a major league field, and major league fields themselves kept to the highest conditions. Spike's sports turf manager, Cullen Dougherty, knows a little bit about that. He was on the Fenway Park grounds crew before coming to State College. Grounder on to short, taken in by Cadu, bouncing throw to first, but a nice play by Austin Ball on the other end, gathers it in, and the inning is over. We saw in that inning the ups and downs of being a contact pitcher as Jackie Robinson gets three outs, but two hits for the Keys, including the homer by Hawkins, bring in two runs. No errors, nobody left. At the end of four, it's State College 5, Frederick 4 on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
America's Carpet Outlet is a full-service flooring dealer offering a comprehensive product lineup including carpet, vinyls, tile, wood, and more. And we provide professional installation on all our products. We are a locally owned, locally operated, locally involved business and are very happy to be a partner with the Spikes since their inception here in State College. Please visit our showroom on North Atherton Street in State College or see us online at acofloors.com. Go Spikes!
I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Into the fifth inning. Austin Ball, Cam Buford, knocks Preston 2 up for the Spikes, who lead it 5-4 here in the finale of this three-game series. A rubber match as each team has taken one already in the set. The hit count, the inverse of the scoring column. Meanwhile, Joe Maselli is the new man on the mound for Frederick, replacing Cade Lancour, who went four innings. We'll get the line on Lancour in a moment. First pitch from Maselli is a fastball down and in at 89, strike one. Clipped the corner on Ball, who was hit by a pitch in the first inning, laid down a sacrifice bunt in the third. A one. That is low. One ball, one strike. Cade Lancour, in four innings of work, allowed four hits, five runs, all earned, four walks, two strikeouts, two hit batsmen as well. Lancour with 74 pitches, 43 of them for strikes. And that one shot foul off the netting above the Spikes dugout. Got many of the Spikes ducking out of the way. Grant Norris, in particular, I think. And that one zipped close by, and he will head for lower ground now. One ball, two strikes. Maselli, the former Spike, played for the club in 2021. Delivers a breaking ball, bounce foul behind home. Of course, made his return to Medler Field at Lebronto Park this spring as a member of the Golden Flashes of Kent State. He was a weekend starter at Kent State, so did not appear in that midweek non-conference game against Penn State. The Golden Flashes prevailed. It was a dollar dog night as well, and I was joking with Joe. They all came out to see you. Bouncer foul, first base side, one and two the count. Ball windmills the bat. Maselli delivers. Fastball. Well, it's called ball two. That was a close one. I think Austin Ball got a break that time. Set by Maselli. The pitch. Breaking ball. Tumbles out of the zone. 3-2. Maselli sets. Payoff pitch. Here it is. Fastball and a called strike three there. That one might have been a little low, but quite honestly, the 1-2 pitch was on the zone and was called ball two. So I suppose it all evens out in the end. It is the first strikeout for Maselli, the third for Frederick pitching today. One gone in the top of the fifth. Cam Buford now will be the batter. One for two in the game. He flied out to right in the first inning. Drove in two runs with his single in the third. First pitch strike, 0-1 to Buford. Cam now with 13 RBIs in the second half. He has the team lead in that category at the moment. Takes the break, fastball rather, for a strike. That one zipped in there. Did have 10 inches of vertical break, which we can see on the TrackMan display here. Oh, two count. And the pitch down and away for a ball. One slider that time, 1-2. Cam levels the mat in the right-handed box. 5-4 lead for the Spikes here on the top of the fifth. The pitch. That's in the dirt, blocked by Hunter Antillian. He stays in the game. No other changes in the field for the Keys, save for the man on the mound. Cade Lancour right now on the hook. He'd be the losing pitcher in this one. He will not factor in the decision in any other fashion. 2-2. That is low for ball three, and the count is full to Buford. Told you Saturday, mystery bobblehead giveaway. Plenty of old favorites. No new ones, but some you may never have seen before at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. We had some help from some friends. By the way, there will also be some autograph bobbleheads in the mix. Now that pitch is a breaking ball, bounces away from Antillian. So ball four, and Cam Buford works the one-out walk. Fifth walk issued by Frederick pitching today, the first for Joe Maselli. So the first 500 fans will get a bobblehead. And then the bobblehead trading post will also be available, presented by Springnex. Great group in the Mid-Atlantic here. They were out at here in Frederick earlier this year. But you can commiserate with them and your fellow bobblehead enthusiasts. Can make a trade, perhaps, if you're not satisfied with your bobblehead. They'll have a great selection, and in fact, we encourage fans to bring in theirs as well. And maybe trade with their fellow enthusiasts. All about building the hobby. The good folks at Springnex will be out with a bobblehead trading post as part of the mystery bobblehead giveaway for the first 500 fans Saturday night. Gates open at 5:30 for the 6:35 p.m. game. Season ticket holders get in at 5:20, groups at 5:25. First pitch fastball high and away to Knox Preston, who last time up laced a two-run homer over the left field wall and over a leaping Tyler Hawkins. 352-foot shot, his first as a Spike. Takes ball two outside. Buford leads off first, and the pitch. That is driven foul to the right side. Again, the column that counts, 5-4 in favor of the Spikes. The hit column, 5-4 in favor of Frederick. There have been no errors in this game to this point. Now the count 2-2, and I think Cam Buford might take off here. Did so last time when it was 2-2 to Preston. He does. That pitch is low, and it deflects away from Antillian off to third. Buford taking a look to see. He actually, as he got to second, he actually had to almost look like he was going back to first to get a look at where that baseball was. It'll be a stolen base for Cam Buford. He was off before the pitch got to the plate. That is his fourth steal as a member of the Spikes. He's 4-for-5 and across both halves. And a 3-2 count to Preston. Pitch. That's fouled away right side. Seventh pitch of the at-bat coming up. And Maselli, facing three batters already, has thrown 20 pitches. Strikeout of ball on a 3-2 pitch. A walk of Buford on a 3-2 pitch. Now a full count on Preston. And another 3-2 offering. That's low for a ball, and it gets away from Antillian. Up to third goes Buford. It's a walk to Knox Preston, but a wild pitch to move Buford to third. And now runners at the corners with one out for Kyle Russell. In a situation like this, it's not going to be the bunt that's on. It might be next Knox Preston going on the move. Hunter Antillian has had a couple get by him as of late from Maselli, so he walks to the mound to have a chat with his pitcher. Kyle Russell has reached base twice today. A single in the second, his ninth hit in the last four games. A walk in the third. By the way, if you're wondering where T.J. Pound has been, he has been a little bit dinged up. He's been trying to work it out and monitoring his progress. Hopefully he will be back in the lineup soon. But he is still with the team. First and third, one out. Meeting on the mound is over. Russell swings the first pitch, fouls it off his left ankle with the pad on. 0-1. Kyle Russell has really taken the opportunity now with his great performance at the plate and a great performance in the middle infield to show what he can do. 0-1. Swung on, looped to deep right field, but it keeps on carrying and drops in a fair ball, and it ricochets off the wall above the fence line. Around third is Taylor. It'll be a ground rule double. Again, there's no yellow line, but it is the bottom portion of the wall that is the part that is the actual outfield fence. The billboards above it are set back. So Russell with an RBI on the ground rule double. Buford comes in to score. Preston held up at third. And it is a 6-4 game in favor of the Spikes. So now, second and third, one out, and Grant Norris at the plate. Sacrifice bunt in the second, grounded into a double play in the third. Maselli delivers. And this one cued down the third baseline, foul, and Keenan Taylor will let it roll. Maybe it would go back fair, but scoops it up as it veered toward the grass. Flips the baseball to Tim Battle. And he'll toss it into the Spikes dugout. And a nice grab by Jared Brown there. Spikes pitching coach in the dugout. Now, of course, he was the first base coach filling in until Lastings Millage arrived here for the second half as the pitch fouled away by Norris. 0-2 the count. And it was an interesting scenario as today Penn State Baseball officially welcomed Jake Palamaki as a new assistant coach. He'll work primarily with the hitters. But ironically, he was previously the hitting instructor for the Florida Complex League Phillies, a rookie-level team down at the Phillies Spring Training Complex in Clearwater. His replacement, none other than Darnell Sweeney, who served as the hitting coach for the Spikes in the first half of this season. Two are actually unrelated, but it is just interesting. The journey between Happy Valley and Clearwater is the 0-2 to Norris. A check swing, but a pitch called a strike on location. Breaking ball over the outer half. And that is the second strikeout for Joe Maselli in the game. Runners remain at second and third, and here's Manny Jackson. The catcher drove in a run with a sacrifice fly to right in the second inning. Grounded out to first with a pitcher covering on a great diving play by Brandon Hilton in the fourth. And the pitch. And Jackson lofts this one toward left field, going back at first as Hawkins now comes in a couple of steps, makes the grab. The inning is over. The Spikes do add another run, though, on Kyle Russell's ground rule double. It's the only hit for the Spikes in the frame. Two runners left on base. We're halfway home here at Nimio Field at Harry Grove Stadium. Through four and a half, it's State College 6, Frederick 4 on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
It's a great time of the year to explore our valleys in Happy Valley, Pennsylvania. Head to Penn's Cave and Wildlife Park for a boat ride tour through America's only all-water cavern and far nature wildlife park. Or time travel at Columbus Chapel and Bold Museum to explore European and American history collected over 200 years. Visit the Pennsylvania Military Museum to honor the Commonwealth's men and women in service in the armed forces, civilian activities on the home front, and Pennsylvania's contributions to military innovation. Learn more about the athletic history and the heritage of the legends of the blue and white at the Penn State All Sports Museum. Your adventures can include new hiking, biking, and walking driving tours. We're in the center of it all, shopping, dining, beautiful outdoors, and unique museums. Plan your adventures at happyvalley.com or stop in at the visitor centers located in State College, Bellefonte, and Phillipsburg.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Bottom of the fifth inning. Spikes leading 6-4, and Jackie Robinson into his fifth inning of work on the mound. The left-hander has thrown 70 pitches to this point, 42 for strikes, and a sharp grounder between short and third. Starts off the fifth inning for the Keys, and now on to first, and this is going to be an interference play as the throw got past second and ball trying to field it. He and Tremaine Cobb Jr. collided. And so it'll be a single for Cobb, and the ball got away. And the interference is called on Austin Ball, so Ball will be assessed an error on the play because of the interference. He saw that the throw going into second was going to be behind, but he and Cobb both going up the baseline at the same time, and it is the runner's baseline, and Tim Battle is going to ask what the scenario is. And honestly, I don't think it was certainly not intentional on the part of Austin, but I would agree with the umpire's call of interference there. So a runner on second as Cobb leads off with a single here. Again, moves to second on the interference call, assessed as an error. 104 miles an hour off the bat, by the way. And now this breaking ball down and away to Brody Farr. Farr is 0-for-1, flied out to left field in the first, walked in the third. That's the sixth hit of the game for the Keys. And the pitch, that's a strike. Low and away, corner. Was it a strike or was it a ball? Well, 2-0, I guess it was ball two. Pitch. Lined into center field, a base hit. Cobb around third. And he's held up there. So far with the single, now runners at the corners. Dalen Callaway now warming up for the Spikes. A right-hander out of McNeese State. First and third and nobody out. Manny Jackson communicates with the infield what they want to do here. Elijah Dickerson grounded into a double play last time up. Spikes may well take the double play here and allow Cobb to score from third if that's the case. Now the pitch, bouncer to the right side. This will only be one out. It will score a run. Taken in by Russell in the shallow right field grass. Throw to first is in time. Dickerson retired, but he'll get credit for the RBI as Cobb scores. Farr moves to second, and it's a 6-5 game. And Hunter Antillian will be due up, but a change will be made here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Tim Battle is coming out to the mound. And with a runner on second and one out, Jackie Robinson done 75 pitches for the left-hander. And taking over will be Dalen Carraway. We'll have the numbers on Dalen as well as the rest of the fifth inning for you. It is now 6-5. State College still leading, but the tying run in scoring position here on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league, we take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
As the official and trusted managed technology provider for the State College Spikes, One Stop Communications brings over 27 years of experience to your business. They are your one-stop shop for all things communication in central Pennsylvania, offering high-speed internet, IT, and managed technology solutions tailored to businesses of all sizes. Plus, they provide a wide range of communication services to keep you connected. Visit onestop.biz today and see how they can elevate your business communications just like they do for the Spikes.
The State College Spikes are back home for a long weekend with all games at 6:35 p.m. It all starts Thursday with Bark in the Park 3 presented by the Center Daily Times on Dollar Beer Night at Thirsty Thursday. Then it's a four-pack Friday, and Saturday the first 500 fans get a mystery bobblehead giveaway with a bobblehead trading post and fireworks after the game presented by College Township. Sunday it's a Penn Highlands Healthcare Ballpark Takeover on a Sunday fun day. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Now here in the bottom of the fifth, as they clarify, there was an error assessed on the interference call earlier on in this inning. Dalen Carraway now on the hill for the Spikes, the right-hander out of McNeese State, a native of Houston, Texas. 24 years old, he is 6 foot 227 pounds. Carraway making his sixth appearance, a 1-0 record, a 6.75 ERA in 5 1/3 total innings. He has allowed 4 runs, all earned on 8 hits, 4 strikeouts to 3 walks, .364 the opponent's batting average against him. But Carraway has been the finisher of the game in 4 of his 5 previous outings. So on a little earlier here in this one, but it might be because of the leverage of the situation. Spikes with a 1-run lead. Tying run is at second base, 1 out. And Hunter Antillian, the catcher, 1-for-2 with an RBI today at the plate. And he swings the first pitch, pops it up on the infield. Manny Jackson just inside the third baseline on the infield grass in front of the plate makes the catch. A foul out to the catcher is the second out of the inning. And Manny took charge right away on that one. Farr remains at second. That's exactly what Dalen Carraway wanted on his first pitch of the day. Now facing Brandon Hilton, who is 2-for-2. RBI double in the first inning. Single and a run scored in the fourth. And they're going to walk Hilton. Interesting move here, but now it means force play at all three innings. Carraway, I'm sure, would have loved to face Hilton. But it's an intentional walk. Again, we're here in the bottom of the fifth inning, but high leverage situation. This is the kind of situation that really tilts that win probability balance. You see that now on MLBDraftLeague.com, game by game. When you access the box score, it'll tell you which plays had the most to do with win probability now, which increased the chances of their team or decreased the chances of the opposition. Now first and second, two outs. Keenan Taylor, the batter, with a fly out and a foul out, and he sends this one in the air right center field, and this is in the gap for extra bases. Farr will come in with a tying run. Hilton getting waved around third. There'll be no throw to the plate. It's a two-run double for Keenan Taylor, and Frederick takes the lead 7-6. Now Tyler Hawkins, the batter, the left fielder, who hit a two-run homer his last time up. To left center field. A strikeout as well, and Jackie Robinson will not factor in the decision today in either direction. And the pitch. Fastball down and away, or actually off speed there from Caraway. It does finalize the line for Robinson, though. 4 1/3 innings. 6 runs charged to him on 6 hits. He walked 2 batters and struck out 1. First, the pitch to Caraway, the 1-0 pitch, is fouled away at the plate. 1-1 to Hawkins. Jackie Robinson throwing 75 pitches today, 45 of them for strikes. And now Taylor leading off second after his 2-run double gave Frederick the lead back. Still not done with this one. 1-1 pitch, swung on and missed. Breaking ball. 1-2 the count. Now with 2 outs, first base was open, and Hilton had 2 hits already in the game. An RBI double in the first, a single in the fourth. But electing for Caraway to face Taylor rather than Hilton. And have the force play activated all the way around. Caraway with a breaking ball, check swing. He did not go around. Says Andy Simons, 2-2 to Hawkins. But Taylor's double, the 8th Frederick hit of the game, and unfortunately means that Hilton, who scored the go-ahead run, that was an intentional walk. Caraway didn't even get the chance to actually face him. Just put him on, but he's charged with the run, and right now he's on the hook, 2-2. Bouncer foul, third base side, off the netting above the Spikes dugout. And this game has turned into a little bit of a roller coaster here. Spikes with a run in the second inning, 4 in the third, including Knox Preston's homer, a run in the fifth. Frederick with 2 runs in the first, 2 in the fourth on Tyler Hawkins' home run, and 3 so far here in the fifth inning. Pitch swung on and missed, strike 3. Got him with the changeup that time. As the first strikeout for Dalen Caraway, brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Have you had a great Mount Nittany Health experience? Please take a moment to review us on Google to help spread the word about great care in our community. Frederick scores 3 runs on 3 hits, 1 error, and 1 runner left on base. End of 5 here at Nimio Field at Harry Grove Stadium. It's now Frederick 7, State College 6 on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league, we take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Messages for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you've made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Into the sixth inning here in Frederick, and the Spikes once again playing from behind. It's now a 7-6 game in the Keys' favor. And the top of the order up, Austin Rocaforte, Cooper Hex, Parker Cadu against Joe Maselli on for his second inning of relief work. And Maselli, after the first pitch, fastball was low, next offering low as well. 2-0 the count. Rocaforte 0-for-2 with a walk today. Now this one a long way from being over. We've still got four innings left, and it might ebb and flow even more here. Fastball upstairs, 2-0 the count. Hard as it is to believe, well, not really that hard, but there is action in the major leagues right now. Wednesday getaway day for a lot of other teams also up in the bigs. 3-0 pitch, that's a strike. Fastball in the inner half of the plate, 3-1. The Marlins lead the Rays 4-2. Bottom of the sixth inning, Jake Berger with a home run to give the Marlins the advantage. Orioles lead the Blue Jays 4-2, bottom of the fourth, and that pitch is low for ball four. That is the fourth time in this game that a Frederick pitcher has walked the leadoff man. That's seven walks for the Keys as a staff. And now Cooper Hex, the batter, the center fielder, officially 0-for-1 today, but he has walked and been hit by a pitch. He has scored a run as well. Yankees lead the Phillies 4-2, top of the fifth. The Mets lead the Twins 2-1, top of the third. Royals and White Sox about to get underway on the south side of Chicago. First pitch to Hex, cued on to third, juggled by Taylor, went down to the ground for it, and everybody's safe. Rocaforte moves up to second. That's going to be called an error on Taylor. I think he tried to go like he did before with the liner. He tried to go down to size it up, but when he did, the ball jumped off the mitt, and he could not recover as Parker Cadu will step in. Now, Taylor was actually a late addition to the lineup because Peyton Holt was originally slated to play third base today as he has the last two nights for Frederick, but scratched late, and Taylor went in. Now first and second, nobody out. Parker Cadu, 1-for-3, but he is going to bunt. And a one-run game here on the top of the sixth. The Spikes trailing, but tying run in scoring position. Cadu looking to put the go-ahead run in scoring position as well. Hilton is up on the grass at first. Farr, the second baseman, getting ready to cover. And the 1-0. And Cadu does put it down. Third base side. This is a great one. Charging in Taylor. Third baseman throw is high. He would have beat it out anyway, but this is going to score. Rocaforte hexed around third. He's coming in. The throw of the plate sails high. Maselli backs it up. But two runs score, and the Spikes are back out in front, 8-7. A bunt single for Cadu. So the throwing error brings in two runs, the second error of the frame. And now the Spikes back out in front. Cadu on first now with Austin Ball at the plate. He's not going to be bunting here. The pitch, swing and a miss. Went after the low fastball, 0-1. So two errors on Keenan Taylor in the inning. One fielding, one throwing. Still nobody out. Maselli to the plate. That's upstairs for a ball, 1-1. And Rocaforte's not really being held on here, although now Hilton is going to hold him on. Hilton was playing in front just in case of the bunt because Austin, of course, did put down a sacrifice earlier in this game. But he's not bunting here. 1-1. High and away for a ball. Well, now is it 2-1 or is it 3-0? It is 2-1. That pitch is fouled away left side. 2-2 the count. Armada out of town scoreboard. The Braves and Brewers getting underway in Milwaukee. Rangers and Cardinals doing the same in St. Louis. Two balls, two strikes. Pitch. Liner to left field and a base hit, and this will roll toward the corner. Around second is Cadu. He's headed into third, and he's running through the stop sign. Here comes the throw to the plate. It's offline. The head first slide is successful. Tim Battle, on one of the rare occasions he's held up a runner at third. I think Cadu, he went going full steam ahead, but he scores all the way from first on Austin Ball's double, which becomes an RBI double, to extend the lead to 9-7. All's well that ends well. Parker Cadu, he had a full head of steam, and I think he and Tim will probably chat about that briefly here. And you know what? Actually, credit to Tim. He came over and he said, "That's on me. I should have waved you in." And Cadu did go in head first. So now Austin Ball in scoring position. Still nobody out in the inning, and Cam Buford, the fifth batter of the frame, takes a breaking ball for a strike on the outer half. 9-7 Spikes. They respond to Frederick's three-run fifth inning with three of their own here in the sixth. And now the 0-1. And Buford sends this one in the air, deep to right field. Dickerson going back, and that is over and out. A two-run homer for Cam Buford. Four RBIs tonight for Cam. 15 in the second half for the Spike slugger out of Grambling State. He's the all-time leading home run hitter at Grambling. And he extends the State College lead to 11-7. So now five batters have come to the plate here in the sixth inning for State College, and all five have scored. And Frederick has the bullpen active now, and warming up quickly is Javon Ray. Here's Knox Preston. He has already reached base three times tonight. Today, two walks and a two-run homer of his own. And the pitch fouled to the right side and heads out of play toward the carousel. 0-1. Now the Spikes counterpunching in a big way here in the sixth. 0-1. Upstairs for a ball, 1-1, and as has been the knack for the Spikes all season long, first half and second half under Tim Battle, when the door is opened by the opposition, Spikes don't just walk through, they barge right on through and bring the party with them. 1-1 the count, the pitch. That's a strike on the outer edge, 1-2. 91 on the fastball from Maselli. But a walk, an error, a bunt single, and then an error to bring in two runs, then an RBI double for Austin Ball, and a two-run homer to right for Cam Buford. And the 1-2 to Preston swung on and missed, strike three. First time he has been retired in this game as Maselli records his third strikeout. One gone, and here is Kyle Russell. He had a ground rule double to bring in a run his last time up. Two hits and a walk in his own right today. That gives him 10 hits in his last four games for the Spikes. Here's the first pitch. That is lifted foul, right side, and kind of really seems to have found something here. Washington State product, of course, playing big-time ball in the Pac-12, and while the Pac-12 conference may not remain, and Washington State's going to play a more makeshift schedule out west this year, he still played in a big-time program. A grounder on a short. Cobb takes it in, throw to first in time, and he's proven he's a big-time player. Two outs here in the top of the sixth, though, as Grant Norris now steps in. Grant 0-for-2 with a sacrifice bunt today. 11-7 lead for the Spikes. The hit count now even at 8. State College with one error, Frederick with two. And by the way, the Spikes error in the fifth inning on that interference call did not factor into any earned runs. Those runs were rendered earned by further action as the first pitch sails over Antillian to the backstop. 1-0 to Norris. And Jordan Morales, who had been warming up earlier in this sixth inning, resumes his warm-ups in the Spikes bullpen. Talked about making the transition from starter to reliever. Morales has done that a few times in his collegiate career. Started out of the bullpen, pitched 2 years at Penn State after beginning his collegiate career at LaSalle. He actually was top 10 all-time in single-season appearances for the Nittany Lions, with 22 of them in the 2022 season. Then became more of a starter, 19 appearances, 10 of them starts in 23. And this past spring, pitched at Purdue, where he earned third-team All-Big Ten honors. 3-0 to Norris is a strike at the knees, 3-1. Now Morales, at least for this outing, will be coming out of the bullpen. We anticipate that he'll be entering the starting rotation in due time. As the 3-1 fouled, 3-2 the count. Of course, he saw action for Lafayette in the Prospect League earlier this summer, so he has not been stopped down for as long as some of the other pitchers for the second half Spikes were before getting back to action. Payoff pitch to Norris is low for ball four. And the two-out walk will bring the ninth batter of the inning to the plate in the person of Manny Jackson. Manny is 0 for 2, but his sacrifice fly to right in the second inning brought in the Spikes' first run. Seems like an eternity ago. 11-7 lead for the Spikes down the top of the sixth in what has turned into a absolute slugfest. And the first pitch ball upstairs. Fastball at 90 miles an hour. Ray has stopped his warm-ups for the time being. Jack Jones standing next to him near the bullpen mound. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Bounced foul down the first baseline. One ball and one strike. Meanwhile, Jordan Morales is ready to go. He'll likely get the ball for the sixth inning. Dalen Caraway, by the way, now all of a sudden he is the pitcher of record in this game for the Spikes in a positive way. And the 1-1, grounder on to second, scooped up off the ground by Farr, throw to first in time. The inning is over, but five runs score for the Spikes on three hits. The biggest of all, the two-run homer by Cam Buford. Two errors helped the cause, one runner left on base, and at the end of five and a half, it is now State College 11. Frederick 7 on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
Don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Let's take a moment to breathe. Deep inhale. Extend your spine. Remain focused on what you're doing. If safe to do so, exhale slowly, leaning to one side. Inhale back to center. If safe to do so, exhale slowly to the opposite side. Find mental health resources at loveyourmindtoday.org. This message is brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and I dedicate a lot of my time going fast. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently or having trouble with routine tasks. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services and access available treatments. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Into the bottom of the sixth inning, the Spikes Radio Network is presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics. Penn State Sports Medicine is now welcoming new patients. Call 814-865-8255. 35-66. And a new pitcher on the mound for the Spikes here in the bottom of the sixth. It is the left-hander Jordan Morales making his Spikes debut. As mentioned, he pitched this spring at Purdue after two seasons at Medler Field at Lebrano Park for the Penn State Nittany Lions. A native of Sauerton, Pennsylvania, he is 5'9", 170 pounds, 24 years of age, third-team All-Big Ten performer as a starting pitcher for the Boilermakers this spring. And the left-hander faces the 8-9-1 batters for Frederick, Damone Hale, Christian Jackson, and Tremaine Cobb Jr. And his first pitch as a Spike, a fastball strike one. Over the outer edge of the plate to Hale, who is 0-for-2 with a pair of flyouts to Cooper Hext in center. Morales going strictly from the stretch, the 0-1. That is low for a ball, 1-1 the count. Dalen Caraway, again, is the pitcher of record in the game. He finishes with two-thirds of an inning, one run against him on one hit, one walk, which was an intentional walk, one strikeout, eight pitches, six strikes. But if the Spikes hang on to this 11-7 lead, he is the winning pitcher in the game. And the 1-1, a fastball for a strike over the inner half of the plate. 1-2 the count to Hale. Morales, the second left-hander to go for the Spikes today after Jackie Robinson went the first 4 1/3 innings. The 1-2 breaking ball down and in. Hale did not chase. 2-2 the count. The defense surrounding the mound stays the same. Ball at first, Russell at second, Cadu at short, and Norris at third on the infield. 2-2. Change up. Dips low. Ball three. Manny Jackson still doing the catching. Outfield is Cam Buford in left, Cooper Hext in center, and Austin Rocaforte in right. And Morales with a 3-2. Bouncer to the left side, slips through to left field, a base hit. That'll be the ninth of the game for the Keys, and the first for Damone Hale as the leadoff batter reaches here. Ramada out of town scoreboard. Interesting matchup later on tonight in San Diego. Dylan Cease, who threw the Padres' second-ever no-hitter his last time out, opposes Clayton Kershaw for the L.A. Dodgers. How about that matchup? That'll be at 8:40 Eastern time out in San Diego. Also later, the Giants host the A's as the first pitch to Christian Jackson. Bunted foul, third base side, strike one. Rockies visit the Angels later tonight. The Astros hosting the Pirates to continue that series at Minute Maid Park. Cubs visiting the Reds. The Red Sox hosting the Mariners. And the Nationals visit the Diamondbacks. A throw to first. And diving back in is Hale. And Jordan Morales, you can tell, has a honed pickoff move. He's a left-handed pitcher, so he gets the advantage. He doesn't have to commit as early in the motion as a right-hander does to be able to throw to first. There goes the runner, the 0-1, lifted in the air, left field. Buford going back. He's able to haul it in. Back to first goes Hale, one down. Cam still learning the finer points, and it can be difficult. It's difficult anywhere in the outfield. Even if you switch from center to left or center to right or right to left, you're tracking the ball in many different ways. I think Cam is still learning those finer points of playing the outfield, but he definitely... It's a way for Tim Battle to not only improve his versatility, but also get additional bats in the lineup. First pitch changeup is low to Tremaine Cobb Jr., 2-for-3 in the game, with a pair of singles, two runs scored, a stolen base as well. Hale leading off first, pitch homeward, fastball for, actually that's the changeup again, pulled the string on that one. 1-1. Well, that's the mark of a good changeup. It looks like a fastball, but it just comes in slower because the spin's taken off of it. The 1-1, throw on to first. Back is Hale. And usually that's because of the grip. That's why you see the circle change or the palm ball back in the day. It's all to take the spin off the ball so it comes in slower, dips out of the way of the bat, but looks like a fastball otherwise. 1-1, there's a throw to first, taking off his Hale, but, oh, ball juggles the throw. And that'll allow Hale to move up to second. It'll be ruled as a stolen base. And I think that's because, well, taking off was Hale, and you can't really assume that the play would have been made, but Austin Ball sure would have loved a chance to make that throw to second to see if he could nab Hale. Well, the 1-1 pitch is a strike on the inside corner. Change up again from Morales, 1-2. The Ramada Out of Town scoreboard is brought to you by the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, located on South Atherton Street in State College. The Ramada is the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. By the way, news in basketball land as well in the Big Ten Conference today is the 1-2 pitch to Tremaine Cobb, bounced foul. Conference announcing the locations for its next four men's and women's basketball tournaments today. And it'll be all over the country. Next year, both the men's and women's tournaments will be in Indianapolis. 2026, the women's tournament stays in Indy. The men go to Chicago. Bouncer to the left side, deflected, juggled by Cadu, and everybody's safe. And we'll see what the call is on that one. Hale stayed at second. Cobb's on first base either way. It's just a matter of whether it's a base hit or an error on the shortstop. But I think E6 is the call. I think that's one they probably had to take another look at on video to make a determination. It'll go as the second error of the game for the Spikes. First and second with one out for Brody Farr. 1-for-2 with a walk. Morales delivers. Slider for a strike over the outer edge, and it's 0-1. And in the Big Ten, in 2027, the men's tournament goes back to Indianapolis, but the women go out to Vegas, T-Mobile Arena. 0-1. Check swing, pitch of the dirt, kicks away from Jackson. Runners move up to second and third. A wild pitch. Oh, that's going to be called a pass ball. They say it did not hit the ground first. Hale to third, Cobb to second. And then in 2028, the men's tournament in Vegas, and the women go to Detroit, downtown, at Little Caesars Arena. 1-1 the count, pitch. Looks in for a strike, a changeup over the outer half. 1-2. We're in the bottom of the sixth inning. It's an 11-7 lead for the Spikes, but the Keys looking to get back some of those five runs the Spikes scored in the top half of this inning. It has turned as wild here as it has been in the seats on what is Super Splash Day here in Frederick after this past Thursday was Super Splash Day at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. Two balls and two strikes. A pitch. And this one lifted down the left field line but tails foul. Fastball from Morales. Still 2-2. I'll be able to commiserate with Steve Jones when we get back to Happy Valley on our travel plans in the near future. Two balls, two strikes. The pitch. Cute foul, first base side. Count is the same. Of course, the Spikes home Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday this weekend, a long weekend homestand. So just the first part of the homestand. Off day on the schedule Monday, but then three in a row back at home next Tuesday through Thursday against these Frederick Keys. All games starting at 6:35. Hospitality night on Saturday as well. Spikes in association with the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau recognizing the great work done by those in the hospitality industry here in Happy Valley who, of course, welcome so many visitors in every year, and it's their efforts that keep them coming back. Here's a grounder on to second. This will score a run. Scoop by Russell. Throw to first in time. Hale scores. Cobb moves to third. It'll go for the time being as an unearned run on Morales, but it makes it 11-8. So Farr with his first run batted in today. On the ground out, and Elijah Dickerson, who had an RBI ground out last inning, stands in. He is 0-for-3. A pop out to second. Grounded into a 6-4-3 double play in the third. Ground out to second in the fifth inning. Pitch. Breaking ball tails away from the lefty. It's ball one. And in fact, any further runs that might be scored by the Keys will be unearned. As the grounder out of second, scooped by Russell from the grass and shallow right. He throws to first in time, and the inning is over. But Frederick does get a run back on one hit, one error, and one runner left on base. End of six. It is 11-8 State College on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Pabst Blue Ribbon, to a wide selection of craft brews and imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Line & Kugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you can get everything you need paid for, all without leaving your car. So hit a home run this summer with one stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Into the seventh inning, a new pitcher for the Keys, and it is Javon Ray, who had been warming up throughout the sixth inning. Ray, out of Georgia Southern University, a product of Douglasville, Georgia, 6'4", 215 pounds, 23 years of age. He is making his seventh appearance for the Keys, an 0-1 record, a 9.64 ERA. He does have one hold to his credit, 9 1/3 total innings. He has allowed a total of 10 runs all earned on 13 hits, 10 strikeouts to 7 walks, 3 hit batsmen, and a .325 opponent's batting average. And a lot of that damage has been done by the State College Spikes. It was this past week at Medler Field at Lebrano Park that Ray was charged with 5 runs and an inning plus in that Super Splash Day game this past Thursday after allowing 2 runs in the 8th inning to allow the Spikes to take an 8-7 win in the middle game of that 3-game set. We'll get you the line on Joe Maselli in a moment, but Ray will face the top of the Spikes order, Austin Roccaforte, Cooper Hexton, Parker Cadu. 11-8 the score in State College's favor here. And I'd venture to say we're still a long way from done here in this one, as the really big splashing is about to be done here at Super Splash Day. So, want to know the count. That pitch is lifted in the air. Right center field on the run. Diving is Jackson. He can't get to it. The ball rolls all the way to the base of the wall. And Roccaforte is around second, dashing for third. He's in with a stand-up triple. His first triple as a Spike. And after sending 9 to the plate with 5 scoring last inning, the Spikes showing no signs of letting the foot off the gas here in the seventh. That is the 9th hit of the game for State College. 4 of them have been for extra bases, including 2 homers. And check that, 5 have been for extra bases. Bouncer up the middle, knocked down by the second baseman, Farn. He'll throw to first in time. Roccaforte stayed at third. One gone here in the seventh. Leo Palacios now warming up for State College. By the way, the run on Jordan Morales' record is unearned. So he goes one inning in relief. But again, in due time, he'll be in the starting rotation for the Spikes. Palacios will get the seventh inning for State College. And here's Parker Cadu at the plate. 5-hit game last night to tie a Spikes record. He has 2 today, and he has scored 2 runs as well. Pitch in tight for a ball, 1-0. Rocaforte at third, infield up all the way around. That's why when Farr was able to knock it down, Rocaforte did not go to the plate. The 1-0, outside, ball two. Farr was way close, and he was able to recover. Would have probably thrown Austin out at home. But I always say probably. Rocaforte's got a good amount of speed. 2-0 the count. But being cautious here with a three-run lead, not wanting to take unnecessary risk. He'll score anyway here. Breaking ball gets through the legs of Antillian, and Rocaforte scores standing up. It'll be a wild pitch to make it 12-8. So now the bases are empty, but it's a 3-0 count to Cadu. And Javon Ray's woes against the spikes look like they'll be continuing here. The pitch. That's a strike. Parker Cadu. He was all set to swing the bat toward the dugout, but instead just flips it up in the air and almost caught it right back in his hand. 3-1. Ray delivers again. Swung on, a sharp grounder to second, but taken in by Farr, and a throw to first is in time. Two away. That was a slick play by the Frederick second baseman. Brody Farr, a holdover from the first half, but he has played very well for the Keys this year. Two down, and Austin Ball the batter. Last time up, Austin doubled to the left field corner to bring in a run. He is officially 1-for-2 today. He's been hit by a pitch and laid down a sacrifice bunt as well. He grounds it back to the mound. Ray able to pick it up off the ground, getting the glove down quickly. And the spikes score one run in the top of the seventh on one hit. Nobody left. End of 6.5. Time to stretch and get wet here on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
The State College Spikes are back home for a long weekend with all games at 6:35 p.m. It all starts Thursday with Bark in the Park 3, presented by the Center Daily Times on Dollar Beer Night at Thirsty Thursday. Then it's a four-pack Friday, and Saturday the first 500 fans get a mystery bobblehead giveaway with a bobblehead trading post and fireworks after the game presented by College Township. Sunday it's a Penn Highlands Healthcare Ballpark Takeover on a Sunday fun day. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Check the back seat. Check the back seat.
All right, come here.
Check the back seat.
Gets in your head, right? Good. Because every year, dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat of a car by a parent or caregiver. All never thought it could happen to them. But with changes in routines, distractions, or a sleeping child, it can happen to anyone. Parked cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. So get it in your head.
Check the backseat.
A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Back here at Nimio Field at Harry Grove Stadium, you might hear, well, where's the crowd? Well, we've been advised that they're throwing water balloons from the suite level here, and also water balloons are being thrown back up to the suite level. So we've been advised they could get a little too wet here in the press box. So at least for the time being, our windows are closed. But rest assured, there are people out there. Joe Putnam here with you in the booth. And it is a 12-8 lead for the Spikes. So a bit atypical here for this broadcast, but here in the bottom of the seventh, Frederick will bring Hunter Antillian, Brandon Hilton, and Keenan Taylor, the 4-5-6 hitters, to the plate. And Leo Palacios, the new pitcher on the mound for State College, delivers a strike on the outer edge. Palacios, another left-hander, replacing Jordan Morales, who goes one inning, allowing one hit, one run, which I believe to be unearned. No walks, no strikeouts. Morales, 23 pitches, 15 strikes in his Spikes debut. And with a 12-8 lead, Palacios now with a 1-1 count on Hunter Antillian, who grounds it to the left side in between short and third, a base hit. So Antillian making the turn at first. It is a leadoff single after Antillian had made out the last two times he went to the plate. 2-for-4 so far in this game is Hunter Antillian. And Brandon Hilton now the batter. Doubled in a run in the first inning, singled and scored in the fourth, then intentionally walked in the fifth but came in to, at that point, give Frederick a 7-6 lead. But it seems like that was a long time ago, and a first pitch curveball is a strike on the outer edge, 0-1 to Hilton. Antillian leading off first. And the pitch. That is fouled to the screen behind the plate, 0-2 the count. And the pitch, that is low for a ball. 2-2 the count.
Final line on Jordan Morales for State College. One inning pitch, one hit, one run. It was unearned. No walks, no strikeouts.
Yep, so it is an unearned run for Morales. You heard that now. One ball and two strikes. Here's the set by Palacios. And a look to first. Tossing over is Palacios. So 1-2 is the count. With a 12-8 lead here in the bottom of the seventh inning, and there is action in the Frederick bullpen. Christian Diaz, who finished out last night's game, is getting ready. And the pitch foul back to the screen. Still 1-2 to Hilton. Now 12 runs, 9 hits, 2 errors for State College. 8 runs, 10 hits, 2 errors for Frederick. Waiting for the signal when the coast is clear to open up the windows once again. One ball, two strikes. That is a breaking ball in the dirt, blocked by Jackson. 2-2 the count. Palacios looking in for the sign from Jackson again. There are still people out there, believe you me. Set and the 2-2. Breaking ball low and away, and the count is full to Hilton. Antillian at first. Malik Blaze giving counsel as the assistant coach. Manning first. Ball holding him on. Palacios, the left-hander, set at the letters. Payoff pitch. And a liner to left field for a base hit. Antillian up to second, and Hilton has his third hit of the game. Now first and second, nobody out, and Keenan Taylor to the plate. The third baseman is 1-for-3. Fly out to center in the first inning, fouled out to first in the fourth inning, doubled in a pair of runs in the fifth to give the Keys the lead at that point. And the pitch. That's a breaking ball for a strike. Outer portion of the zone, 0-1. Leo actually took something off of it there. Palacios, the lone member of the Spikes with previous experience in affiliated baseball with a major league team. He was part of the Royals system a couple of years back in the Arizona Complex League. Here's a fly ball to right field. Rocaforte going back. It's over his head and takes one hop off the wall. Around third is Antillian. He will score. Hilton settles into third. And Keenan Taylor with his second double of the afternoon, his third RBI, and makes it a 12-9 game. So the first three batters for the Keys here in the seventh, all with base hits. And that'll bring Tyler Hawkins to the plate, the left fielder, who has a home run already today, a two-run shot in the fourth. He has also struck out twice. And Manny Jackson is headed out to the mound to have a chat with Leo Palacios. Peter Austinson is warming up in the State College bullpen. Palacios talking things over with Manny. Trying to just get out of this inning, of course, with a four-run lead, a good amount of cushion. Twelve runs, nine hits, two errors for State College. Nine runs, 12 hits, two errors for Frederick. And the bullpen signaling that Austinson is ready to go if needed. And, in fact, now Tim Battle is going to come out and he's going to make the change. So, Austinson is called upon here to come in with the runners on second and third and nobody out. Here in the bottom of the seventh inning. So, hasn't gone too well for the Spikes with the window down, so I think the window's going to go back up when we return after this call to the bullpen. 12-9 State College here in the bottom of the seventh. Back after the call to the bullpen on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions. Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Substance use disorder and addiction is so isolating. And so, as a Black woman in recovery, hope must be loud. It grows louder when you ask for help and you're vulnerable. It is the thread that lets you know that no matter what happens, you will be okay.
When we learn the power of hope, recovery is possible. Find out how at startwithhope.com. Brought to you by the National Council for Mental Wellbeing, Shatterproof, and the Ad Council.
The State College Spikes are back home for a long weekend with all games at 6:35 p.m. It all starts Thursday with Bark in the Park 3 presented by the Center Daily Times on Dollar Beer Night at Thirsty Thursday. Then it's a four-pack Friday, and Saturday the first 500 fans get a mystery bobblehead giveaway with a bobblehead trading post and fireworks after the game presented by College Township. Sunday it's a Penn Highlands Healthcare Ballpark Takeover on a Sunday Fun Day. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Now everything back to normal, or at least as normal as it can get in this game here at Nimio Field at Harry Grove Stadium. It is 12-9 Spikes. We're in the bottom of the seventh inning, and after Leo Palacios faced the first three batters of this inning, all three reaching via base hit, Peter Austinson checks in to replace him. The right-hander out of Fairfield, making his sixth appearance, 0-1 the record, but a 5.91 ERA, and he has one hold already. If he can get the Spikes out of this seventh inning successfully, he'll be in line for another. 10 2/3 innings, he's allowed 9 runs, 7 earned on 14 hits, 4 strikeouts to 2 walks, 2 hit batsmen, 311 opponents batting average. Tyler Hawkins, 1-for-3 with a home run today, is the batter, and he swings with the first pitch and fouls it off behind home. So we'll have to wait on the final line for Palacios. Dalen Carraway is still the pitcher of record in this game. And the 0-1. That one fades in high. 1-1 the count. And the 0-1. Breaking ball outside. 1-1 the count. And make it 2-1, I should say. Same defense surrounding the mound for the Spikes. Buford, Hexton, Roccaforte in the outfield. Norris, Cadu, Russell Ball left to right in the infield, and here's a pop-up to the right side. Just what Austinson needed. Underneath it is Russell, puts it away, and there's one gone. The infield fly rule was not in effect for that. It's only when it's first and second or bases loaded in less than two outs. But since first base is open, there's no force play, which is what the infield fly rule is designed to protect against, cheap double and triple plays. Here's Damone Hale, the designated hitter, one for three, a pair of flyouts to center. Singled, stole second, and scored in the sixth inning. Austinson delivers. That's a breaking ball high, 1-0. The pitch. Upstairs for a ball, 2-0. Here's the set. And the pitch. That's foul to the right side, 2-1 the count. Austinson gets the sign from Jackson. Sets at the letters, the 2-1. Fastball is a strike on the outer edge, 2-2. Frederick bullpen now quiet. Javon Ray did allow a run in the seventh, but retired three straight batters to finish the frame. He'll probably get the eighth as well. The 2-2. Breaking ball outside, and the count is full. Well, no respite for the Spikes, although an early departure from Frederick with the day game to finish this three-game set. Right back at it tomorrow at 6:35 against the Mahoning Valley Scrappers. Of course, Bark in the Park 3 at the ballpark presented by the Center Daily Times. And here's a fly ball to center field and deep to center. Hex going back. He looks up, and that is off the top of the wall. It stays in play. Hilton scores. Taylor has to stay at third. And Anderson Hernandez, Malik Blaze, and Jack Jones are all questioning whether or not that was a home run. And honestly, I think the lack of a home run line here in Frederick worked against the Keys there. And immediately Andy Simons tells Jack Jones, hey, we, the umpiring crew, are going to get together and talk about this. As it stands now, it's a run-scoring double. Taylor had to hold up. He was trotting home, I think. Hilton definitely was trotting, but he was already at third. But Taylor was trotting, didn't realize the ball was in play. By the time the Spikes got it back in play, he had to stay at third. And Hale, at this moment, has two bases. The only question is, did it hit above the fence? That bottom row. Again, there is no yellow line denoting home runs here. It's entirely in the umpiring crew's opinion, and if that hit off the very top of the wall and came back, that is not a home run. Now, if it bounced off the top, hit something behind it, and came back in, that is a home run. But it can be tough to tell here without the denotative line, which is probably why you see it around most of baseball, including at Medler Field at LeBron O Park. As it stands now, it's a 12-10 game. If it was, in fact, a homer, this is tied up. It's the 13th hit of the day for the Keys in either case. And two bases. So not a home run, says Andy Simons. And now Jack Jones is going to come out and have a chat. Andy Simons is telling him to get back. But now they will talk by the first base line. So it's an RBI double for Hale. Hilton scores. Taylor stays at third. And it's a 12-10 game in the Spikes' favor here in the bottom of the seventh. Frederick now out-hitting State College 13-9. And the discussion continues near first base. Andy Simons and Jack Jones. And really, and both of them have their case to be made. And it's they're demonstrating now the ball bounced off the top of the wall. And in the umpire's view, it didn't hit anything beyond the wall. Therefore, it is a fair ball. It's in play. Now, again, if it hit either above that wall and bounced back in, it would be a home run. But it's a 8-foot high wall all the way around, actually more towards 9. But again, there's no line here to use as a guide. It's just the top of that bottom layer of billboards. And based on the information they got, the umpires determined it's a double. So second and third, one gone, and Christian Jackson, the batter, was 101 miles an hour off the bat. Well, the spike's still out in front, and the first pitch, change up, I believe, is a strike over the outer edge. The pitch. That's fouled to the right side. 0-2 the count. That was strike one. So 0-2 to Jackson, who has walked, stolen a base, and is 0-2 in the game. 0-2 the count. Austinson sets and delivers. Breaking ball, tap foul at the plate. And ricocheted off of Jackson, so the ball is dead. Philip Bryant now carrying some water from the bullpen down to the Spikes dugout on the third base side. Has become warmer as the day has progressed. 0-2. There's a flare to right field, drops in for a base hit. Taylor scores. Hale's going to get held up at third, but it's now a 12-11 game. Now we'll close the book on Palacios. Jackson with the RBI single. And this one's not going to be over. I think this one's not going to be over for quite a while. Now, Diaz is back up now. He actually had been warming up earlier, so it's not going to be Ray on for the eighth. Instead, it's going to be Diaz, who was impressive in two scoreless innings last night, though he did allow two hits. Austinson delivers. Runner takes off for second. The pitch is a strike. Throw to second. Bounces in front as Russell that time just guarding against any advance from third by Hale. So it's a stolen base for Christian Jackson. Runners on second and third with one out. The tying run less than 90 feet away as Hale takes his lead. The go-ahead run for Frederick. Leads off second, and Jacob Peden, who threw two innings last night, is warming up. And the 0-1 to Cobb is popped up foul behind the plate. That hit straight in front of us. Cobb is 2-for-4 with a pair of singles. Reached on an error last time up. He has scored two runs. He has stolen a base. And the 0-2. Called strike three. Change up over the outer half of the plate. Peter Austinson records his first strikeout of the day. The Spikes third as a team. Brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Parents trust Mount Nittany Health with the most important people in their lives, their children. That's why we offer compassionate and comprehensive pediatric care. We're here to help. Visit mountnittany.org/pediatrics. Two down here on the bottom of the seventh. Spikes still leading 12-11. Frederick with three runs in this inning, though. And here's Brody Farr, 1-for-3 with an RBI ground out last time up. He has scored a run. He has walked. First pitch outside a ball. Went change up there. Farr did not chase. Austinson's last outing was Monday when an inning and two-thirds scoreless in relief. Bouncer on to first, taken by ball. Fires to Austinson, the pitcher, coming over to cover, steps on the bag, and the inning is over, and the Spikes somehow keep the lead here in the bottom of the seventh. Three runs for the Keys, however, on five hits. Two runners left on base. It has been an eventful seven innings so far. We still got two more to go. Don't go away. State College leading 12-11 on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
As the official and trusted managed technology provider for the State College Spikes, One Stop Communications brings over 27 years of experience to your business. They are your one-stop shop for all things communication in Central Pennsylvania, offering high-speed internet, IT, and managed technology solutions tailored to businesses of all sizes. Plus, they provide a wide range of communication services to keep you connected. Visit onestop.biz today and see how they can elevate your business communications just like they do for the Spikes.
Stop by Celebrities Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Atherton Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are where the stars meet and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday, except Ultra Premium, and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. Celebrities is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine-in or takeout is available, with daily specials like prime ribeye on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at Celebrities, inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call 814-235-1303 or visit us at celebritiesbarandgrill.com for more details.
Into the eighth inning, it has been a wild and crazy back-and-forth game so far, the lead changing hands multiple times. The Spikes now hanging on to a 12-11 advantage as we enter the eighth inning. It'll be Cam Buford, Knox Preston, and Kyle Russell due up against a new Frederick pitcher, the right-hander Christian Diaz, who went two innings last night. Diaz, familiar to several of these Spikes, he's out of Houston Christian University as well. Houston native, is 24 years of age, 6'1", 190 pounds, and Diaz, two scoreless innings of relief last night. In six outings, he is not allowed a run yet as a member of the Frederick Keys. 10 total innings, he has struck out nine batters, two walks, four hits, but a zero ERA, no record, one hold to his credit. He's trying to keep this a one-run game, and Cam Buford takes the ball low to start it out. Pitch down and in, ball two. Well, Jacob Peden was warming up just in case for the seventh inning. Now looks like Nick Hohenstein is starting to get loose. 2-0 to Buford in tight, ball three. This might just be a battle of attrition here on a warm afternoon to close out the month of July. Who can outlast who? 3-0 the count. Diaz sets, delivers. That's a strike right down Broadway. And it's 3-1. Buford already with a two-run homer in this game. Last time he was up in the sixth inning. Knocked in two with a single in the third. Two for three, four RBIs, a walk, a stolen base, three runs scored. And he swings at a 3-1 pitch and fouls it off. One run in the second, four in the third, one in the fifth, five in the sixth, one in the seventh for the Spikes. For the Keys, two in the first, two in the fourth, five in the fifth, one in the sixth, three in the seventh. And here's a soft liner onto the left side, and the third baseman Taylor comes over and snares it for the first out. Here's Knox Preston, who has the other Spikes homer today, a two-run shot to left in the third inning. Preston one for two with a pair of walks. And into the right-handed batter's box he goes. As the Spikes look to build upon this lead, Keys out hitting them 14-9. Tomorrow, 6:35 game time at Medler Field, Lebrano Park. Bark in the Park 3 presented by the Center Daily Times. And Dollar Beer Night at Thirsty Thursday with $12-ounce select beers and $2-12-ounce craft beers available from 5:30 to 7:30. First pitch in tight for a ball to Preston, 1-0 the count. Next offering is swung on, popped up on the infield. Shortstop Cobb taking charge behind the mound on the grass. He makes the grab, two away. Three up, three down innings have been hard to come by in this game. In fact, the only inning that has approached that was the third inning where Brody Farr led off the Frederick half with a walk, then was erased on a double play, and the following batter, Hunter Antillian, grounded out. That is the only half inning in this game where there have been the minimum three batters. Now, Kyle Russell at the plate, 2-for-3 with a walk, a ground rule double to bring in a run back in the fifth inning. He's also singled. He fouls off the first pitch he sees. No changes surrounding the mound on defense for Frederick. Diaz, the fourth pitcher of the day for the Keys, and the 0-1 fastball upstairs for ball one. Peter Ostenson was the fifth pitcher of the day, and Nick Hohenstein will likely be the sixth. Here is the set by Diaz in the 1-1. Grounder left side, under the diving Taylor into left field. A base hit for Russell, his third of the day. Spike's 10th as a team. That is Kyle Russell's second three-hit game of the week. And he now has 11 hits in his last five games, including four multi-hit performances. Jay Ulmer, who closed it out on Monday night for Frederick, is now warming. Diaz to the plate, and Grant Norris fouls it away. 0-1 the count. Grant is 0-for-2 with a sacrifice bunt and a walk today. Kyle Russell, in a brief conversation with Brandon Hilton at first, now takes his lead. 0-1 to Norris. Grant swings and lifts this one to right center field. Coming on for it, Jackson, the center fielder, hustles in to make the play. The inning is over. So no three up, three down inning, but the Spikes with one hit leave a runner on. A goose egg's been rare in this one. Through 7.5, 12-11 State College on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league, we take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment. You turn on my
lightning. Summer is here, and the deals are happening at Toyota. Like on an adventure-ready RAV4, perfect for your next road trip. Or the 24 Tacoma, now available with turbocharged power. Or the all-new 2025 Camry, because every day deserves more fun. Find out more at buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Offer ends July 31st. Toyota, let's go places.
The State College Spikes are back home for a long weekend with all games at 6:35 p.m. It all starts Thursday with Bark in the Park 3, presented by the Center Daily Times on Dollar Beer Night at Thirsty Thursday. Then it's a four-pack Friday, and Saturday the first 500 fans get a mystery bobblehead giveaway with a bobblehead trading post and fireworks after the game, presented by College Township. Sunday it's a Penn Highlands Healthcare Ballpark Takeover on a Sunday fun day. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Bottom half of the eighth inning. State College hanging on to a 12-11 lead here in the finale of this three-game series at Nimmo Field at Harry Grove Stadium. It is the rubber match of the set. Frederick winning Monday night. Last night, the Spikes, after a delay at the outset, went deep into the night to dominate in an 8-0 victory. But today, it's been back and forth, ebb and flow. The lead has changed three times already. And Frederick very nearly made it four last inning. Three runs in the frame, but perhaps some opportunistic breaks for the Spikes in that inning to keep it a 12-11 contest. Is the first pitch from new pitcher Nick Hohenstein, high for a ball to Elijah Dickerson. Dickerson is 0-for-4, but he has knocked in a run today. Cues this one foul, third base side, 1-1 the count. Hohenstein replacing Peter Ostenson, who will get credit for a hold in this one. One inning, he was not charged with a run. Two hits against him, one strikeout, 19 pitches, 13 for strikes. And the 1-1 chop foul behind the plate, 1-2 the count. Neil Palacios, unfortunately, did not record an out, and three runs charged to him. The 1-2. Breaking ball outside, 2-2 the count. Hunter Antillian on deck for the Keys. Brandon Hilton would follow. The 2-2. Breaking ball, and Dickerson thought about going after it, but it dipped out of the zone. He held back, and the count is full. Hohenstein with a payoff pitch. Swung on, popped up, third base side, foul territory, and this will fade out of play. Grant Norris gave it a look. Now Cam Buford is still out in left field, and I would think at this stage what Tim Battle would like to do is put in either Will Jewell or Caleb Hill at this stage out there, but what he's also looking at is that this game has been high scoring. Cam Buford's bat might be needed in this one. We're in the bottom of the eighth inning. Still a 3-2 count to Elijah Dickerson. The eighth pitch of the at-bat swung on and missed. Strike three. Got him with a fastball at 89 miles an hour. It's the fourth strikeout of the night for Spikes Pitching, brought to you by Mountain Indy Health. And Mountain Indy Health, their view of healthcare is all about you. With more than 30 medical specialties and several primary care practices, we're here for you. Learn more at mountainitney.org. And it is still daytime here, by the way. That's four strikeouts on the day. One gone in the bottom of the eighth, then here's Hunter Antillian, 2-for-4 with an RBI, two runs scored. Gaudy numbers up and down both lineups today. Cam Buford has knocked in four runs already, has a homer. Knox Preston is homered. Kyle Russell with three hits and an RBI and a double as well. And here's a pop-up to shallow right field. Second baseman Russell underneath it. He makes the catch, two away. Now Nick Hohenstein poised to record perhaps the first 1-2-3 inning in this game. But it's going to be a tough customer to do that against here is Brandon Hilton. 3-for-3 today with two singles, a double, an RBI, three runs scored. He's also been intentionally walked already in this game. But Hohenstein pitches to him here. High fastball swung on and missed. Still 1-1. 12 runs, 10 hits for State College, 11 runs, 14 hits for Frederick. And the 0-1 to Hilton, fouled away, third base side, it's 0-2. Each side has committed two errors to this point. The Spikes have stranded eight runners on base. The Keys have left six. 0-2 the count, the pitch. That's fouled to the netting behind home. Still plenty of clouds off in the distance, mostly blue skies above us here in Frederick. Coming back home after the game today, returning to right back to action tomorrow night, 6:35 against Mahoning Valley to start a seven-game homestand. The 0-2, grounder to the right side, waiting on a Russell, scoops it, throw it to first, and what an opportune time for the Spikes to post the very first 1-2-3 inning of the game. Still 12-11 State College. One more chance to build upon the lead for the Spikes in the ninth. Jackson Rocaforte Hex due up on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
State College Spikes are back home for a long weekend with all games at 6:35 p.m. It all starts Thursday with Bark in the Park 3, presented by the Center Daily Times on Dollar Beer Night at Thirsty Thursday. Then it's a four-pack Friday, and Saturday the first 500 fans get a mystery bobblehead giveaway with a bobblehead trading post and fireworks after the game presented by College Township. Sunday it's a Penn Highlands Healthcare Ballpark Takeover on a Sunday fun day. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Manny Jackson, Austin Rocaforte, and Cooper Hex, the 9-1 and 2 batters. Two up for the Spikes here in the top of the ninth, leading 12-11, and a new pitcher on the mound for Frederick. It's righty Jay Ulmer, the side-armer from Seton Hall, retired the last four batters of the game for the Keys on Monday night to preserve Frederick's 5-3 win, earning the save in his first opportunity. He now faces Manny Jackson here in the second pitch, lofted to right field. That is going. That is leaping at the wall. Dickerson, he can't get to it. It's over and out. That's a home run. Yeah, Manny, that wasn't a catch. That's a home run. He steps on second. The signal made by Andy Simons. Dickerson leapt at the fence, and Manny was disheartened. He thought he grabbed it, but nope. Instead, it's Manny Jackson's first homer of the second half. His third homer overall as a Spike, and it extends the lead to 13-11. And that is the first home run Jay Ulmer has allowed as a Key. In his previous 5 1/3 innings, he had allowed just one unearned run. Five total hits, 3 strikeouts, a walk, and 3 appearances, 2-0 with a save, and now it's a two-run game for the Spikes. And the first pitch, Austin Rocaforte, is a strike over the outer edge of the plate on the right-handed hitting right fielder. 1-for-3 with a triple, 2 walks, 2 runs scored. The 1-0. Tapper to the left side, taken on the backhand by Cobb. Shortstop, high throw to first and not in time. That one might have pulled him off the bag, and if so, I think that will be the third error of the game for the Keys. And when a 6'7 guy has to leap up to make the grab, you know that the throw is not quite on target. Cooper Hext is 0-for-3, but he has walked and been hit by a pitch in the game. 2 runs scored. One of those at-bats also reaching on what was ruled an error. He shows bunt here, draws it back. The pitch down and in hits the corner for a strike. 89 on the fastball, 0-1 the count. Hext with a big game last night, knocking in 3 runs, 3 hits, all of them for extra bases. Big cut at the 0-1, it's a strike, 0-2. And the pitch. And a grounder inside the bag at first. A fair ball as it ricochets around the corner. Rocaforte into third. He's getting pointed home by Tim Battle. Going into third. Standing up is Cooper Hext. It's an RBI triple. And the Spikes bolster the lead to 14-11. They are not done. They are still going in fifth gear here late in the ball game. And Parker Cadu now up. That one just sneaked inside the bag. Now Cadu, 2-for-5 with a pair of runs scored. And the first pitch to him, low and inside for ball one. That's now 12 hits for the Spikes for Hext. That is his third triple already. He has 10 extra base hits in his first 12 games as a Spike. And the 1-0 to Cadu, lifted in the air, left field, underneath him, making the catch. Hawkins tagging from third is Hext, and the throw won't make it home. It's a sacrifice fly for Parker Cadu. Three runs have scored in the ninth through the spikes. And what was a close game now is one that features a little more breathing room, 15-11. So Cadu with the RBI after his five-hit game yesterday. He's now got seven RBIs on the season. Collected two more hits this afternoon as well. And the base is empty, one gone. The pitch to Austin Ball, taken for a strike on the inner half. 15-11. Spikes with three crooked numbers on the line score. Fastball down and in, 1-1. Of course, the Keys have four. You know that this game is not going to be over till the last ball is in the mitt. One ball, one strike. Pitch. High and away for ball three. All right, check that. Ball two. Two balls and a strike to Ball. And Ulmer slings it in. Liner to center field, a base hit. That's three hits in the inning for the Spikes. Ball with his second of the day. And a runner on with one out for Cam Buford. Two for four today with four RBIs. A two-run single in the third, a two-run homer. Right field in the sixth. Three home runs for the Spikes today of their 13 hits. And a 15-11 lead. Here's the set and the pitch. That one is low for a ball. There's no action in the Spikes bullpen. Nick Hohenstein will probably get the ninth either way. Now, he would get credit for a save, even though the lead has been built to four. It was a one-run game when he came in and recorded the first 1-2-3 inning of the day. A bouncer foul gets Tim Battle up in the air. Impressive height for Tim there. Skipped underneath the feet, 1-1 the count. And the pitch in tight, and it got Buford on the left arm. So Cam will reach base for the third time today. That is the third hit batsman of the game for Frederick Hurlers. Ball moves to second. Still one out, and Knox Preston the batter. The DH is 1-for-3 with a pair of walks and a two-run homer. First pitch to Preston, swung on, popped up behind home, out of play, and tumbles in front of us yet again. I think that's two that if I were given to reaching out for the chase after foul balls, I'd have a couple already, but the kiddos got them down below. And they've had a very fun afternoon here. It's been very eventful here at Nimio Field at Harry Grove Stadium today. 0-1 the count to Preston. And the pitch. And this is lifted in the air, left center field. On for it is Hawkins. He won't get to it. Drops onto the warning track. Ball comes around third. He scores. Buford coming to the plate. The throw cut off. It's a two-run double for Knox Preston. And it's a 17-11 lead for the Spikes. They are pouring it on here in the ninth. It's a four RBI day for Knox Preston. A total of 10 RBIs for the catcher by trade across both halves of the MLB Draft League season. But for today, he is making his mark as the pitch is strike on the outer edge to Kyle Russell, who's already 3-for-4. Hit count now even up at 14. Five more runs here in the ninth inning for the Spikes. And the pitch. That's a strike on the outer edge, 1-1. In this game, you can never be sure that it's all over. Well, now, Chris Scholl is starting to throw. 0-2 the count and the pitch. High and tight for ball one. Well, Scholl's starting to throw, and this may be a situation now. Now, Hohenstein will get credit for a hold. If he finished the game, it'd be a save. But he will get a hold if he does not come on for the ninth inning. But with a six-run lead, might be a chance for Chris Scholl to work things out, get back on track, and be the asset that we know he can be to the Spikes pitching staff. One and two the count. Knox Preston leading off second. Still only one out. And the pitch, called strike three. Breaking ball in the inside corner. And Russell down on strikes. That is the first strikeout for Ulmer. That is the sixth for Frederick pitching today. And it'll bring up Grant Norris. The Spikes third baseman is 0 for 3 with a walk. And if I had to guess, say that we might see a new left fielder in the ninth, but we'll check. Pitch is swung on and missed, 0-1.
Today's paid attendance, 3,484.
3,484 the attendance today as the 0-1 comes in. Comes in for a strike. 0-2 the count. The total attendance, 0-2. 34-84, though, on a super splash day here in Frederick. Here's a pop-up first base side into the seats out of play. Of course, you don't know exactly how many season ticket holders were able to make it out today for the day game. There were a lot of kiddos here participating in the super splash day fun. A lot of camps, of course, and we saw that this past Thursday at Medler Field, Lebrano Park, as the 0-2 to Norris swung on and missed strike three. So back-to-back strikeouts for Ulmer. But nine batters come to the plate for the Spikes in the ninth. It started with Manny Jackson's homer. Five runs scored by the Spikes in the frame on four hits. Spikes hit for the cycle in the inning. There's one error and one runner left on base as well. We go to the bottom of the ninth. It is 17-11 State College, and it will be Chris Scholl to look to get the final three outs for the Spikes from the bottom of the ninth today here on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
America's Carpet Outlet is a full-service flooring dealer offering a comprehensive product lineup including carpet, vinyls, tile, wood, and more. And we provide professional installation on all our products. We are a locally owned, locally operated, locally involved business and are very happy to be a partner with the Spikes since their inception here in State College. Please visit our showroom on North Atherton Street in State College or see us online at acofloors.com. Go Spikes!
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong.
With a tornado approaching, I'll realize that I like a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The State College Spikes are back home for a long weekend with all games at 6:35 p.m. It all starts Thursday with Bark in the Park 3 presented by the Center Daily Times on Dollar Beer Night at Thirsty Thursday. Then it's a four-pack Friday, and Saturday the first 500 fans get a mystery bobblehead giveaway with a bobblehead trading post and fireworks after the game presented by College Township. Sunday it's a Penn Highlands Healthcare Ballpark Takeover on a Sunday fun day. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Here in the bottom of the ninth inning, a new pitcher on the mound for the Spikes, the seventh of the game, and it is Chris Scholl, the right-hander out of Lubbock Christian. Scholl looking to finish this day on a high note, get back on track himself, as Keenan Taylor, Tyler Hawkins, and Damone Hale do up here in the bottom of the ninth, with the Spikes scoring five runs in the top half, took a 12-11 lead and made it 17-11. As the first pitch, a fastball in tight, ball one to Taylor, who is 2-for-4 with a pair of doubles and three RBIs today. The pitch, Swung on, lifted in the air, left field. Cam Buford stays in the ball game, fading back, reading this one, making the catch. And there's one gone. I stated in the top half that I thought there might be a new left fielder, but I think like with the fact that Chris Schall is in the game to sort of work on things here with a six-run lead, only three outs needed going into this inning. Same with Cam. Yes, it, you know, there might be a miscue here or there, but it's not going to affect things long-term. It's still a huge lead. Ninth inning, only three outs to get. And Cam Buford getting the work, going the distance out in left field today. Tyler Hawkins takes a ball low. He had a two-run homer back in the fourth inning. He is one for four this afternoon. The pitch swung on and missed. One and one the count. Fastball at 92 over the outer half. We know Chris Schall has electric stuff. And here's the 1-1. That one is low, ball two. Simone Hale on deck with two hits as well. As you might imagine, in a 17-11 game, plenty of gaudy numbers in this one. 14 hits aside, a pitch down and in for a ball, 3-1. And the 3-1. Check swing. Did he go around? Appeal down to first. Andy Simon says no. It's ball four. Playing one out walk to Tyler Hawkins. And here is Damone Hale. Designated hitter is two for four. Last time up, knocked in a run with his double. Singled, stole a base, and scored in the sixth. Here's the set by Schull and the pitch. That one in the dirt, blocked by Jackson, but taking out for second is Hawkins. He'll make it on what will be a wild pitch. Nick Hohenstein went one inning on the mound. No runs, no hits, no walks. And he struck out one. Three up, three down, and in the only one of the game. He'll get credit for a hole, but that was probably key in setting up the Spikes' five-run ninth that looks to have put this game away. 14 pitches for Hohenstein, 10 for strikes. Not often that the Spikes employ seven pitchers, particularly when Jackie Robinson, the starter, went 4 1/3 innings. But that is what has happened today. And Manny Jackson calling time and going to the mound to have a chat with Chris Schall. ...17-11 lead for the Spikes. And it'll be a mound visit for Manny. And Schull trying to get the last two outs here. Finish off this game. Finish off a series victory for the Spikes. The 1-0. Fastball and a strike on the outer edge. 1-1 the count. Of course, the three-game series sweep. Last week in Medler Field at Loprano Park for the Spikes. 1-1, that's high and away. The Spikes did come to Frederick in the first half of this season and split a four-game set. Well, they took two in a sweep of the Keys in the abbreviated series at home in the first half as well. So that's four series against the Keys so far across both halves of this season, where the Spikes certainly did not suffer a series loss. 2-2, the pitch. Just off the plate inside with a fastball, 2-2. Frederick did take two out of three from the Spikes in the tail end of last year's second half at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. So here's the 3-2, bounce foul, third base side. The Spikes doing what they have to, for the time being, try to get into sole possession of second place in the MLB Draft League second half standings. Bouncer on to third, taken in by Grant Norris. Throw across the diamond in time, and the Spikes are one out away. Christian Jackson, the center fielder for the Keys, 1-for-3 today. A pair of stolen bases, a walk, an RBI. Stands in the right-handed batter's box, the last hope for Frederick. 17-11, State College here in the bottom of the ninth. Schell with a deep breath and the pitch. That is swung on and fouled to the right side. 0-1 the count. And this really a great job of recognition by Tim Battle and by Jared Brown. Great situation to put Chris Schell in, finish on a high note, and get him on track for the rest of this season. 0-1. And the breaking ball popped up right side of the infield. Russell fading into shallow right, puts it away, and the State College Spikes in a slugfest here in Frederick today take it by the score of 17-11. A lot of big games offensively for the Spikes, some big efforts defensively as well, as they take 2 out of 3 here in Frederick and now head home to Happy Valley, where they're 17-4 in Medler Field at Lebrano Park across both halves of the year. And 4-0 here in the second half. It'll be the next 7 in a row at Medler Field at Lebrano Park starting tomorrow night at 6:35 against the Mahoning Valley Scrappers for the third Bark in the Park night of the season, presented by the Center Daily Times. And we'll be along with you. Steve Jones will be back. But first, we'll wrap things up here at Nimio Field at Harry Grove Stadium right after this on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
How is your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Stop by Celebrities Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Atherton Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are where the stars meet and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday, except Ultra Premium, and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. Celebrities is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine-in or takeout is available with daily specials like prime ribeye on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at Celebrities inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call 814-235-1303 or visit us at celebritiesbarandgrill.com for more details.
Just for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you've made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
At Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
The State College Spikes are back home for a long weekend with all games at 6:35 p.m. It all starts Thursday with Bark in the Park 3 presented by the Center Daily Times on Dollar Beer Night at Thirsty Thursday. Then it's a four-pack Friday, and Saturday the first 500 fans get a mystery bobblehead giveaway with a bobblehead trading post and fireworks after the game presented by College Township. Sunday it's a Penn Highlands Healthcare Ballpark Takeover on a Sunday fun day. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Back here in Nimio Field at Harry Grove Stadium, the final score today in a slugfest. State College 17, Frederick 11. Spikes had more than enough firepower to earn the victory in this one, which gives them a series victory over the Keys and advances their record to 7-6 here in the second half of the MLB Draft League's season. That puts them just a game back of Trenton in sole possession for the moment of second place in the league's second half standings. Frederick, meanwhile, drops to 5-8 with the loss. The final game totals, State College with 17 runs on 14 hits, 2 errors, 9 runners left on base. Frederick with 11 runs on 14 hits, 3 errors, and 7 runners left on base. The winning pitcher is Dalen Carraway. He's now 2-0 on the season. Losing pitcher Joe Maselli now 1-2 and holds for Peter Ostenson and Nick Hohenstein in this one. The second for Peter, the first for Nick. Time of the game, 3 hours and 13 minutes in front of 3,484 today. As the Spikes had 3 home runs in those 14 knocks on the game. Cam Buford with the home run. Hit a 2-run shot in the 6th inning. Knox Preston, his first as a Spike. 2-run homer in the 3rd, and Manny Jackson with a solo shot to begin the Spikes' flurry in the 9th. 4 RBIs apiece in total for Buford and Preston. The game, 2 for Jackson, and just gaudy offensive totals up and down the lineup for the Spikes in this one, but some key pitching efforts as well. Carraway gets the win, but Peter Ostenson came on with runners on 2nd and 3rd, nobody out. 2 inherited runners scored, but he allowed nothing more. Helped out by the fact the ball hit the top of the fence off the bat of Damone Hale and came back. But he was able to hold on to the lead. And then Nick Hohenstein, a clutch 8th inning, recorded the only 1-2-3 inning of the game. 3 up, 3 down, 1 via strikeout. And that's why he gets the hold. If he had finished the game, he'd get credit for the save. But Chris Scholl came on in the 9th inning with the Spikes and a 6-run lead. And really great strategy from Tim Battle and Jared Brown to put Chris Scholl in a position where he succeeds. Now he moves forward and gets some of that mojo back for down the line when the Spikes will need it, either out of the bullpen or in the starting rotation. But the final today, 17-11, State College defeats Frederick. The Spikes are back home tomorrow, 6:35 game time. I'll be along with you. Steve Jones will be back as well, and that'll be a 6:05 time for Spikes Live presented by Mount Nittany Health. We'll open things up from Medler Field at LeBron O Park. We'll also have a wide plethora of promotions. Tomorrow night, Bark in the Park 3 presented by the Center Daily Times and Dollar Beer Night at Thirsty Thursday. Then Jared Box Night on a four-pack Friday, and of course also the half-price Michelob Ultra and Yingling special from 5:30 to 7:30 on drafts of those products Friday. Saturday, fireworks presented by College Township on College Township Night, Hospitality Night, as the Spikes and the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau teaming up to honor the hospitality industry. Also, mystery bobblehead giveaway for the first 500 fans of all ages, along with a bobblehead trading post from our friends at Springnecks. And kids run the bases all weekend long, thanks to Mount Nittany Health. It's a Super Saturday coming up, presented by the PA Lottery. And it all finishes up on Sunday, as it's Penn Highlands Healthcare Ballpark Takeover Night. They'll be taking over, and it's a Sunday fun day, which means a pregame catch on the field, half-price hard seltzers, half-price Iron City Icy Light and Icy Light Mango products, 5:30 to 7:30. First 250 kids eat free. First 100 kids get a Spikes Youth Baseball glove. And again, that pregame catch on the field from 5:30 to 6 o'clock. All that this weekend, then three more games next Tuesday through Thursday, including another Dollar Beer Night and the Eric Milton no-hitter 25th anniversary poster giveaway on Thursday the 8th. Seven home games to begin August for your State College Spikes, and you can be part of all of them right now by heading online to statecollegespikes.com, or you can go to the ticket office. They're open till 5 o'clock today, as we make our way back home. And they'll be open from 9 a.m. to the end of the game tomorrow, 9 a.m. to the end of the game on Friday, 10 a.m. till the end of the games Saturday and Sunday. And, of course, those tickets are available either in person at the ticket office or by phone at 814-272-1711, as well as online at statecollegespikes.com 24/7. Once again, the final score today, State College Spikes 17, Frederick Keys 11. Back with you tomorrow at 6:05 here on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics. I'm Joe Putnam. So long, everybody.